two reasons that I joined. One is because the great benefits. Then I also joined because of my family. I'm defending my country. They will teach you to be a stronger person, and that's one reason I joined. Hear the story about how the National Guard has changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
AM 760. Not just talk. This is where progressives come to talk. Dave Casey and Thornton Denver Boulder. And online at AM760.net.
Get ready. The new hurricane season's arrived.
When they say get out, we get out. Time to go.
Playing by the rules in Iraq.
The commander wants to remind everyone why we're here.
A tragic mix-up in Indiana.
One family is rejoicing and one family is mourning.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. It's the beginning of a new month, unremarkable for most Americans, but not for people who live their lives under the threat of hurricanes. Today kicks off the 2006 hurricane season, and FEMA Director David Paulison says the government has learned from last year's disasters.
We've had 9 months to get ready. We've been looked very, very carefully at those lessons learned, at those things that simply did not work and should have worked. So now we have to be ready, and that's what we're doing.
But the prospect of another hurricane season is testing the resiliency of battered Gulf Coast residents.
Hey, bonjour, comment ça va, mon ami?
The Plaquemines Parish Heritage and Seafood Festival went on this year, despite so many area towns being wiped out and its fishing industry devastated. Fisherman Webley Bourgeois.
A lot of boats been missing, probably 80%.
Now the federal government may not raise levies here as it will elsewhere. Parish President Benny Roussel.
One-time event, all of a sudden now, some people are considering writing us off.
But many festival goers say fishing these waters is the only life they know, and they came together to celebrate their threatened culture. Cammie McCormick, CBS News, Port Sulphur, Louisiana.
This is Steve Futterman in Sabine Pass, Texas. This is what Rita sounded like as it passed through this town. It caused massive destruction. This was a very nice house here.
Yes, sir, it was, and it got tore up. That was my daughter.
Donald Jennings is 64 years old. He says right now it's very tough.
I don't want to move.
But people of Sabine Pass are getting ready for whatever is next.
June 1st, we start a new season.
For the people who remain here, there are emotional ups and downs.
Like a seesaw or a wave, whatever you want to call it.
But most of them say they're determined to stay.
You're never really prepared, but you're always on guard.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Sabine Pass, Texas.
I'm Peter King in Punta Gorda, Florida. Nearly 2 years after Hurricane Charley, the number of families still living in the FEMA City trailer park is down to 165. But many say they can't afford to rent permanent homes.
I need first and last and a security. And I'm like, you know, what am I going to do? I don't have that kind of money.
The affordable housing shortage started before the storm.
Charlie just exacerbated all that.
Charlotte County Housing Chief Lorraine Helber says many can't move because of bad credit and work history. Many of those who can get back on their feet are now paying more for insurance. As CBS's Jim Krasula explains from Cherry Grove Beach, South Carolina.
Living there and being able to play in the surf has gotten much more expensive. For some coastal property owners, as much as 10 times more costly. From Cape Cod to South Padre Island, Texas, insurance companies are raising premiums, canceling scores of policies, or refusing to sell new ones to limit their financial exposure to another catastrophic storm.
That's the price you pay for living at the beach.
And a lot of people agree. By some estimates, 13,000 families move to coastal areas every day. Just to be able to walk along the beach and hear that crunch of seashells anytime they want.
Well, new information is emerging on the incident that's behind new orders going down to the troops in Iraq. We're live in Washington this morning with CBS News correspondent Dan Raviv.
All coalition troops will get training this month on what a military spokesman in Baghdad calls core values.
Basically highlighting the importance of adhering to legal, moral, and ethical standards on the battlefield.
A reaction to Marines based at Camp Pendleton, California, being investigated for the suspected murder of 24 Iraqi civilians. The Washington Post says investigators have found officers filed false reports on that incident. Now, says CBS News military consultant Mike Lyons,
they're going to reinforce to the soldier they can't shoot civilians, clearly not firing at them.
Reporting live, Dan Raviv, CBS News.
It's a shocking story from Indiana. Whitney Sirach and Laura Van Ryn were in a Taylor University van April 26th when it was involved in an accident. Five students were killed. Sirach was believed among them, but the university's Joyce Wood says there was a mix-up.
They look quite a bit alike. They both were very attractive, blonde young ladies.
As the woman thought to be Laura Van Ryn was recovering, family members say she said things that didn't make sense to them. A check of dental records showed that she was Whitney Cirac. This Taylor student says it's just too much.
It's hard to believe that there are even emotions left to take care of it because we were already numb.
Time on the roundup is 4 past the hour. I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Dramatic rescues helped save lives at an Aurora apartment fire. It happened yesterday in the 1600 block of North Galena Way, just off of Colfax. Good Samaritans on their lunch breaks saw the fire. They rushed to help save people on the second floor. Betty Maxwell says she helped save a baby that was dropped into her arms.
And they were screaming and hollering, so we said, well, just drop the baby out the window. So everybody along the street was saying, no, don't drop the baby.
Only one person received minor injuries, about 60 people now without a home because of that fire. No word yet on the cause. A hiker is missing at Rocky Mountain National Park. Park spokesman Scott Stitches says Terry Harlan was first reported missing earlier this week.
He's 48 years old from Shreveport, Louisiana. There was a missing person report issued for Harlan on May 28th, and the park rangers located his vehicle at the Colorado River trailhead in the parking area.
Search crews and dogs will begin a thorough search later this morning. Harlan's 5 feet 7 and 185 pounds. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Tim. Well, we're off to a nice calm start this morning. Really no highway crashes to speak of. The slowdowns have not even settled in on that north end of town either. Now, southbound I-25 is looking at speeds in the 60s and 70s coming across I-70, continuing well into the Denver Tech Center. Northbound I-25 is in great shape as well. Now, we had some earlier fog across the city. Most of that has burned off, and now we're dealing with sun glare in those eastbound lanes of traffic. But again, we are off to a great start this morning. In today's forecast, we'll see a hot...
Imagine 165,000 people hearing your message for just a buck a spot with no long-term contracts. Now picture an expert writing a commercial for you and professionally producing it at no extra charge. What you're picturing is your business associated with some of the biggest radio stations in Denver. Do you think this is out of your league? Think again. Online advertising is the wave of the future. Are you ready to ride it? Call us now at 303-713-8677. That's 303-713-8677.
Dr. Gregory Buford is a board-certified surgeon who believes in helping his patients look their very best. Whether you visit Dr. Buford for facial rejuvenation like Botox, Restylane, or Sculptra, or for the latest body contouring techniques like Vaser-assisted liposuction, Dr. Buford will treat you with the ultimate in care. To find out more, call 720-266-4912. That's 720-266-4912. If you had your choice, wouldn't you pick the surgeon that trains other surgeons?
Dork is back with their brand new album, Suck It. Join Denver's own Dork as they celebrate the release of their new disc, Friday, June 2nd at Rock Island for an all-ages show. Suck It, the new album from Dork, includes the new single, F-I-I-K, featuring Stefan Egerton of The Descendants. The Dork Suck It CD release party, June 2nd at Rock Island, 1614 15th Street. All ages, $8, doors at 6:30. And don't miss Dork on their third year with the band's Warped Tour. Check WeAreDork.com for details.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine. Maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression. Maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope. Maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off. And that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I've been there. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself.
Please call right now, and we'll send you a powerful free tape that could change your life. Call 800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Are you living with stabbing jaw pain? Excruciating headaches? There may be an option for you to finally get relief without surgery. It's called Gamma Knife. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4910 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4910.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Broken heart, I say. Man, I miss big-headed Todd already from Todd Park 4. Where are you, man? I got to do the show this morning by myself. I miss you already. He did a fantastic job yesterday, and thank you to everybody for all of the great emails about big-headed Todd. Don't forget, June the, 10th? At Red Rocks.
June 10th. It's Big Head Todd, not Big-headed Todd.
Big Head Todd at June 10th. At Red Rocks.
He's really not that big-headed for a rock star, is he, Jake?
No, he's not. Not at all. A few tickets available. Okay. So you know what? Speaking of rock stars, speaking of tickets available, speaking of all that kind of stuff, we've got Dixie Chick tickets to give away tomorrow. And you know what? The Dixie Chicks' new CD has hit number one on the Billboard charts. This is after everybody, like, dumped on them, including most of country radio, including a really tacky comment from Reba McEntire, who is a has-been country artist, who I remember like when she was really young, and she made some comment about the Dixie Chicks about them singing with their foot in their mouth or something like that. Well, as Taking the Long Way debuts at number one on Billboard's top 200 best-selling album charts this week, the first week of sales of the Dixie Chicks is 525,829 CDs. The Dixie Chicks have become the first female group in chart history to have three debut number one breaking CDs, breaking a record that the Chicks established in 2002 when the group's last studio album, Home, debuted at number one and made them the first female group to ever have two albums debuted at number one. Now they're the first female group to ever have three albums debuted at number one. With the number one debut of Taking the Long Way, the Dixie Chicks have also become the first female group in chart history to have three studio albums occupy the number one slot in the top 200. Taking the Long Way has achieved one of the year's top five first-week sales tallies and has the best first-week sales of any female act on the top 200 in 2006. In addition to its chart-topping success in America, Taking the Long Way has just debuted at number two in Australia. So the Dixie Chicks, man, are really kicking some rear. And good for them. And bad for their critics, huh? You know, how do you feel over there, KYGO, probably, which would not play their music? And all the other country radio stations around the country who are rude to them. Because Natalie Maines made that comment about George W. Bush. Looks like the Chicks are doing okay without him. And you know what? What the Chicks are selling? What they're selling is they're outselling most country music artists nationwide. Anyway, we've got free tickets to give away tomorrow on this show. It's Free Speech Friday with a chance to win tickets to see the Dixie Chicks in concert in Denver before they even go on sale to the general public this Saturday. And it's easy to win. Each hour we'll play a bite from their new song, Not Ready to Make Nice. And the seventh person who calls in wins. Details about Free Speech Friday and the Dixie Chicks concert in Denver is available right now at am760.net. And I already do miss Big Head Todd. And Todd Parkmore, how come you're not here this morning? I miss you having you here to do the show. All right, so it's just you and me this morning here, 303-713-7600. You know, the first hour of this show is I can't use that word on the radio, but it is. What, John, what are you mouthing back there behind the booth? Yeah, it starts with a B and ends with a TCH, and you can't say it on the radio. It really is, because you got to wake up and get your act going here. And every morning we go through the same thing, where we put the show together, and then we go back in the back here, back in the back of the deal, and sit there and snooze off, and then barely come to life like maybe 6 minutes before we're ready to go on and start the show. We've got tons of stuff up this morning, too, and lots of people to talk to. David Sirota, remember David Sirota? The author of Hostile Takeover, who we got so much great email about. He'll be back this morning. We're going to talk to him about the new Treasury Secretary and exactly what that means and what Henry Paulson means for the Treasury Department and for the United States. And also, we've got Colorado's Speaker of the House, Andrew Romanoff, is going to be on. We've also got a spokesperson for the American Civil Liberties Union about their privacy drive when it comes to your telephone numbers. And we're also going to have somebody on to talk about Haditha and the fallout there, too. So there's a lot of stuff to talk about this morning. As a matter of fact, there's so many things to talk about this morning. As I'm sitting here looking at all of this stuff, I can't decide which thing to pull. I can't decide which one to even start with, which one to even get you involved with the program, to even get this thing off the ground. Do we want to start out heavy at 6:16, 16 minutes after 6 in the morning, or do we want to go light? Let's talk about this Boulder thing. You want to talk about this Boulder thing this morning to kick it off? And if this really gets going, I'll carry it into hour number 2, not a problem, after we're done talking to David Sirota. There are a lot of people around this country that feel negatively about the war in Iraq. As a matter of fact, Barbara Boxer is yet another Democrat who has come forward and has come out with a plan to get U.S. troops out of Iraq. She says U.S. troops should be withdrawn from Iraq in no more than 6 months, and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s children should be dispatched as U.S. emissaries to the war-torn Sudan. This is according to U.S. Senator Barbara Boxer on Tuesday. Boxer said she believes the Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid should have paid for the boxing tickets, which he accepted, free from the Nevada Athletic Commission that has tried to influence his legislation on the federal regulation of the sport. But Boxer, in a news conference on her Iraq and Darfur initiatives at the Golden Gate Bridge Toll Plaza Administration building, said she doesn't believe Reid's acceptance of the free ringside tickets raises the level of corruption among Republican lawmakers in recent months. Doesn't rise to that level, and you could create an appearance of impropriety. Yet it could create an appearance of impropriety. Anyway, she's talking here. Her resolution, which also calls for keeping troops in the nearby region, should be a quick return. If the troops are needed to go back quickly, they would be in the region, but it doesn't preclude especially trained target missions and training Iraqi security forces or protecting U.S. personnel. It's similar to one already introduced in the House by Representative John Murtha. But yet here's another Democratic plan out on the table in which we always hear, well, the Democrats have no idea. But Barbara Boxer's got another idea out on the table on how to get into Iraq. But I digress, as I'm mumbling around all over the place here this morning. Let me get back to my main point. My main point here is that in many communities across this country, people are down on the war in Iraq. And the polls show that people are soured on the war in Iraq, to quote Karl Rove. Well, Boulder, anti-war activists in Boulder, want Boulder to beef up a proposed resolution calling for the withdrawal of troops from Iraq, saying it doesn't send a strong message. The city council will hold public hearings on Saturday to consider whether to urge the United States to withdraw the troops from Iraq. But not an all-out Iraq resolutions are created equal, said Carol Beninsky of the Boulder County Troops Home Now Coalition, which proposed the council with a withdrawal resolution this spring, or she presented the council with a withdrawal resolution this spring. Instead of taking up that resolution, council members drafted their own, and Beninsky said it was far too watered down and vague. Okay, so if Boulder passes a referendum, referendum's not the right word. Man, I'm really grasping this morning. You know, I'm not firing at all six cylinders here, but resolution's the right word. Thank you, John. If Boulder passes a resolution here, okay, to get the troops out of Iraq, are people going to take this seriously, or are they just going to say, oh, it's Boulder? In other words, are they wasting their time? Or is this really a meaningful thing to do? 303-713-7600. Because, you know, all of us know Boulder has that rep of being Boulder. So, is this serious business? Or is it a total waste of time with this resolution? A strongly worded resolution asking the troops to withdraw, telling the United States that the troops should come home now. 303-71.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperFords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperFords.com.
Hey, how's the wedding planning going?
I'm excited, but the planning is really stressing me out. Between the caterer, florist, and my mother-in-law, I'm completely overwhelmed. And what about the music at the reception?
Whoa! Just breathe, girl. Music is the easiest part. When I got married, I called Team Nickel Productions, and they did so much to help me out. They know weddings are expensive, and they worked within my budget.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Team Nickel Productions met with me in person to pick out the music I wanted to hear for my special day. They even worked with my reception location to set up all the details. And they even had karaoke. It was the easiest part of my wedding. You should call Team Nickel Productions now.
What's the number?
720-266-4918.
Call Team Nickel Productions at 720-266-4918 or click on the image in your media player. Let Team Nickel Productions provide the music for your exclusive gathering. Team Nickel Productions, 720-266-4918.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused. Flexible. Friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
But for the rest of us who have to work to turn a dime, Rockies is the place to go to get the best possible deal from the best people. I'm proud to be associated with Rockies, and you know what? You will be too once you become part of the Rockies family and you shop there. Rockies has been family-owned and operated since 1982, and they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Rockies Autos. Check them out. Corner 63rd and Federal.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. You have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads, mailing lists, and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie, a service of InfoUSA, and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-600-5701. That's 1-800-600-5701. 1-800-600-5701.
The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
What you should listen for tomorrow. When we play the song tomorrow, just be caller number 7, and we'll give you some tickets to go see the Dixie Chicks, who are coming to town. And this whole thing is it's a fabulous CD, and it's gone to number 1 in the Billboard charts. High today, 79, partly sunny. We do have some thunderstorms in the forecast. All right, it's 6:25, 25 minutes after 6. Okay, I got to try to regroup here. I don't know, I'm having one of these mornings. Every once in a while you have one of these mornings where it's rocky and very hard to get started. And this just seems to be one of these mornings. See what happens when you have Todd Park Moore in here? Then, you know, you got Big Head Todd in here. Then you rely on him. And then when he's not here, Todd, if you're home listening, thanks a lot, pal. Now I'm stuck here by myself and can't do my show anymore. Okay, here's the thing. If Boulder considers this a rocky proposal, activists want the council to take a stronger stance about getting American troops out of Iraq. Is anybody going to take this seriously, or are they just going to write it off and go, well, it's Boulder? Because Boulder has that kind of a reputation. Now, the other two cities that I know of that have done this, that I seem to remember that have done it, are Berkeley and also Madison, Wisconsin. Although I could be wrong about both those towns, but I believe I am right about those. Now, having lived in California, whenever Berkeley comes along with something like this, people always say, well, it's Berkeley. So, does this statement have any importance to it, or is it just a waste of the city council's time, basically? It's not binding. It's not binding on United States foreign policy. Or is it an important statement of the people of Berkeley? And they're going to have hearings on how tough of a resolution they should have on Saturday. The Troops Home Now Coalition is asking its supporters to show up at Saturday's meeting and urge the council to endorse the coalition's resolution. The coalition's resolution calls for the troops to be out of the region within 6 months. The council's version urges the United States government to immediately commence an orderly and rapid withdrawal of the United States military personnel from Iraq. It doesn't set a deadline in doing so. Now, you got to know the right-wing talk radio, the wing nuts, were going nuts over this, right? They were probably beating the crap out of Boulder, which I'm not prepared to do. I just wonder if people go like, okay, well, it's Boulder, and that it's just something that they would typically do, or does it make any difference? Or, you know, and you could even enlarge this. You know, you can enlarge it by looking at it. Does your local city council have any business engaging in this kind of behavior? Does it really have any kind of an impact on American foreign policy? It may have some impact on American public opinion. But a public opinion of the war is already low. And now with the Sadifa thing, it's even going to be worse. But is it worth doing? Not only in Boulder, but is it worth doing across the United States of America? I mean, if you're sitting in Poughkeepsie, New York, would you pull this off? If you were sitting in Broomfield, if you were in Highlands Ranch, if you were in Fort Collins, would this be something you would go to your local city council and try to get done? If you're sitting in the city of Glendale, would you go try to get this done? 303-713-7600, three open lines. Get off your half moons. Let's communicate. And we go to Amy in Boulder. Amy, hi. You're on AM 760. And good morning, Amy. Nice hi. To hear your voice.
Hi, Jay. I'm on my cell phone, so sorry if I get dropped.
Oh, that's okay. Go ahead. We'll just dial you back.
Great. I live in Boulder. I think that you'll get a few rolled eyes from people. But, gosh, if we're Boulder and that's what we stand for, I don't see why we wouldn't actually make it vocal. You know, there's so many people not standing up right now for something that we are so against. And I certainly am for it. If it's a Saturday afternoon, it probably can't take too much time. And, shoot, the people we vote for in Boulder are the people who support our views. And if that's what some of our money spent for him for it.
Doesn't do any good.
Well, and that's hard to determine, I suppose. I mean, it may not do any good, but gosh, if we don't start taking a stance for how we feel about this issue.
In other words, is this just kind of a symbolic type of thing that doesn't really have any teeth to it? Are people going to really take it seriously, or are they going to say, and you lived outside of Boulder, so you know,
yeah,
are people going to just roll their eyes and say, well, you know what, it's Boulder?
Well, you know, I'm a sales rep, and I call in Eastern Colorado and Cheyenne, and yes, a lot of those people will roll their eyes. But when I think about how global communications are, I mean, some of these people in Europe who are completely disgusted with Americans right now, or if maybe the message could get out. I mean, you know, I don't know how likely it would be that the message would get out too far, but it would be nice for people outside of America to see that some of them, the Americans, want something done, and we're not just sitting idly by.
All right, you know what? That's a great point. Okay, let's say if it goes through and it makes the wire service, and it gets reprinted in a newspaper in Wiesbaden, Germany or something, and somebody reads that, and they go, well, there is, some opposition to the war in the United States, maybe more than what we hear about. Yeah, you know, there you've got a really great point. It could score points. But how about impact inside the United States? Does it have impact? In other words, would it have more impact, for instance, if the city of Denver did it?
Probably, yeah, because it's a larger community and more mixed in views. Although we put it as a red state this last election, but I have a feeling we're turning a little bit more. I mean, Fort Collins is definitely more supportive of Boulder views, if you want to put it that way. I think Denver is making some switches, but yeah, Denver would probably have a larger impact because of its variety. But I still, Jay, we all saw what happened with a lot of Mexican immigrants and immigrants in here in the United States that were banding together to protest the situation or to make their voice clear. And it made a difference. And really, we haven't seen large masses of people or a large voice even speak out against this war or even speak about bringing these guys home and these women.
Yeah.
So, it may not make a difference, although I think globally with the way we have communications, the internet, et cetera, bloggers get a hold of it. I don't know, somewhere some people might read it and it might make a difference. I have to believe that.
I think you make some good points. And you know what the sad thing is? Even if we did have a significant amount of people, say, who went to Washington, D.C. to protest the war, I got a feeling the mainstream media might overlook it and give it a short shrift. Amy, thank you. Have a safe drive and be careful, okay?
Thanks, Jay. Thanks for what you do.
Okay, you got
Bye-bye.
It. Bye-bye. One line open at, no, I got three lines open at 303-713-7600. And does this resolution by Boulder really mean anything? Or are people just going to roll their eyes and say, well, it's Boulder? Would it mean more, say, for instance, if Littleton did it, than, say, Boulder? Is this something that you would typically expect of Boulder, and so therefore it takes the sting out of the presentation? We'll take more of your calls coming up here. I got three open lines at 303-713-7600, so it's your chance to get off your half moons and participate. 6:32, 28 minutes away from 7 o'clock. We'll ask Amelia Earhart about this. So, Amelia, do you think people are just going to go, well, it's Boulder?
Well, I think there's a little bit of that, but what's really important is if the people in Boulder truly believe in it, because if they really care to take it that far, they can actually make an impact outside of the city. I think that a lot of issues in Boulder get brought up just because they're controversial and people tag along.
So you think it does make a fairly good statement then?
Well, it does, but just being in Denver, if you tell someone that you live in Boulder, they scoff at that. I mean, you don't even have to talk politics. They assume a lot.
See, you know what? I want to be naive and go, do they really? But you know what? I know you're right.
Yeah.
Because having lived in Boulder, I know people would say that to me. Oh, you live in Boulder? What's it like up there in the Republic of Boulder? What do you mean, what's it like in the Republic of Boulder? What is that supposed to mean?
It's wonderful, I think.
What's it like? What's it like living in Cherry Creek? I don't know. What does that mean? The Republic of Boulder. What does the Republic of Boulder mean anyway?
I have no idea.
Some kind of why does Boulder have this attitude? No, I don't mean the city has the attitude. I rephrase that. I'm having trouble, putting two and two together this morning. Why do people have this attitude towards Boulder? Where does it come from, this attitude?
You know, it's a gorgeous place to live. I think people see it as sort of a fairy tale land. It's fun to live there. You can play all day, and lots of people. I'm going to stop. I'm going to offend people.
Why are you going to offend anybody? I mean, I'm interested. You know, anybody else can join in this conversation. I mean, you know, we can enlarge this past this whole anti-war thing. I mean, I want to know what the thing is about Boulder, about why people have this, like, oh, it's. I remember when I first moved here, people said, oh, have you been to Boulder? I went, well, what do you mean, have I been to Boulder? Yeah, a million years ago. You have to go to Boulder. Well, why do I have to go to Boulder? You have to walk down the Pearl Street Mall. Well, why? Because it's like a trip back in time. And those people are different, and they're strange. And I went up there and thought, there's nothing weird here. I don't see anything that you can't see any in the other college town.
Yeah, I agree.
What's the big deal?
Well, I think that Boulder has the reputation of having a lot of money and a lot of... have you ever heard the term trustafarian?
Yes.
Well, there's a lot of college students there, you know, living on their trust fund and living it up.
Are you one of those students?
Absolutely not.
Are you a trustafarian?
No. In fact, I just started looking into paying my student loans back.
Uh-oh.
That's exciting.
Well, at the rate the Bush administration is working on those loans, good luck. You'll probably get them paid back when you're 65.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, what's the traffic look like, Amelia?
All right, well, we're off to a pretty typical start this morning. Southbound 25 is jamming up between 104th and 84th. 6th Avenue is also jamming up eastbound at Federal. Now, later on this morning, we're going to have a lot of extra cars on the road. In fact, 16,000 additional drivers right around 7 o'clock this morning due to a seminar that's going on at the Pepsi Center. Now, this will also affect our afternoon drive as it lets out right around 5 p.m. But again, lots of important speakers at the Pepsi Center and lots of people on the roadways heading to the Pepsi Center. Now, other than that, we're in pretty good shape. No accidents or stalls to speak of, so we're not off to a bad start at all. In today's forecast, we'll see that.
Get away this weekend for a real Colorado vacation. The Crusty Bar Trout Ranch offers the finest wild trout fishing from four crystal clear lakes near the spectacular Sangre de Cristos. Bring the whole family and stay in a cabin or at the RV parking campground. Go hiking, mountain biking, and the staff can also arrange horseback riding, whitewater rafting, and jeep tours. It's a Rocky Mountain family adventure at the Crusty Bar Trout Ranch, 1 hour southwest of Colorado Springs. For more information, call 1-800-453-4379.
Coors Light Live welcomes VH1 Classic presents Poison, the hottest rock concert of the summer. Poison, 20th Anniversary World Tour. Brett Michaels, Bobby Darr, CC DeVille, Ricky Rice. Joining the party, Cinderella, July 16th at Coors Amphitheater. Poison, bringing the biggest show on the road this summer. 20 years of hits.
This is Brett Michaels personally inviting you to the party.
Poison with Cinderella. Special guest, Rock's new Bad Boys and Denver After. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster locations or HOV.com. Log on to PoisonWeb.com and BrettMichaels.com for more. Pick up their brand new CD, 20 Years of Rock, in stores now. Part of the Coors Light Live Concert Series, produced by House of Blues Concerts.
Comcastic Radio!
Let's hear a word from our sponsors.
America's number 12 hospital drama is Akron Triage.
Doctor, he's losing blood.
This is the worst paper cut I've ever seen.
Paper cut?
Yes, seems some people have yet to switch their home phone service to Comcast Digital Voice, and as a result, they continue to write big checks to the phone company. And when you're writing checks that big...
A paper cut can be lethal.
Tune in Tuesday at 1 a.m. Pacific.
Switch to Comcast Digital Voice and get unlimited local and long distance for just $39.95 a month. That's a 20% savings over Quest. That price also includes 12 popular calling features plus voicemail.
That's Comcastic Radio. Now for the Skiddly Diddly.
Switch to Comcast Digital Voice now for just $33 a month for an entire year. Call 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer. Not available in all areas. Certain restrictions apply. $39.95 price based on subscription to multiple Comcast services and does not include taxes and fees.
Those days, don't worry, your day, I'm sure, will get better. One, thanks for the signal. No, this is one of the reasons why I have a Chevy Bronze Star.
No one offers more vehicles with the safety of OnStar than Chevy.
Yes, I heard it. You got it. Great. Thank you so much for your help.
Not a problem. Please
come here whenever you need us.
Now I swear by Chevy. It's been amazing.
Have a great day. Thanks, you too. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Choose a vehicle that could help save your life. Choose a Chevy with OnStar. Chevy, America's number one brand, America's number one value, offers 16 OnStar-equipped cars and trucks. Ford, Dodge, and Toyota don't have any. To learn more, visit OnStar.com.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:39, 39 minutes past the hour. High today is 79. Don't forget, chance to win Dixie Chick tickets tomorrow. That's right. As they come to Denver, and we'll give you a chance to win free tickets, and I'll tell you more about that. Right now we're talking about Boulder. At 303-713-7600, anti-war activists want Boulder to beef up a proposed resolution calling for the withdrawal of troops from Iraq, saying it doesn't send a strong enough message. And does this really have any impact, or do people say, well, they just roll their eyes and say, well, it's Boulder. And what about Boulder and this whole reputation about Boulder? Where does this all stem from? This whole thing about Boulder, and why does Boulder have this kind of like quote unquote reputation? I don't see anything wrong with Boulder at all, and don't think that it's really in a lot of ways. Okay, you know what? Here's the only gripe I got against Boulder, and it's only because I've been caught twice. All right, the photo camera thing at the intersection there. Where is that? Is that going towards like Pearl Street? Is that on 28th? Can somebody clue me in and give me the address of that thing? I've been caught by that sucker twice. Now, there's something about having a guy there to catch you running a red light that's crooked. But having a machine nail you just doesn't seem to be right. But other than that, I don't see anything about Boulder that should warrant any kind of, discussion, other than the fact that Boulder's politics are left-wing. So what? 303-713-7600 with that. But, you know, and then diametrically, you could say the same thing about Colorado Springs, too, right? That, oh, well, that's Colorado Springs. That's James Dobson. Suppose they went before their city council and passed a resolution or wanted a resolution passed that would say that the United States should stay the course and that we should ultimately seek to liberate and democratize Iraq. What would you say if they said that? You'd roll your eyes and say, well, that's Colorado Springs. Here's Steve in Boulder. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I grew up in Boulder, actually. Moved away for a while and came back. And Boulder's just one of a handful of those kind of hippie liberal towns, usually college towns, Madison, Berkeley, Ann Arbor, and Boulder and a few others, where people really believed in the counterculture taking root and being the future, and they did a lot of pottery and a lot of macrame, and there was a lot of long hair and a lot of Volkswagens, and
but there's also a Burger King and a McDonald's there, and there's a lot of other mainstream enterprises there. I mean, it's like any other city in America.
Well, of course, it's 30 years later, and it's kind of interesting that we still have this vibe from all that came before, especially after it's gentrified so much. I mean, I'm from the working poor, but I think that a lot of people who either caught the vibe from 30 years ago or made a lot of money since then have decided that it's nicer to live in a place where you don't have to worry about everyone's right-wing politics. You can walk down the street and most people, don't indulge in that kind of rippling nonsense. And it's kind of a relief. It's like living in a bubble, but it's kind of a relief, too, at the same time.
Yeah, every once in a while I'll see a sticker that'll have a George W. Bush on it. But you're right, not very often. Most of the time it's Kerry, and most of the time it's impeach Bush. All right, what about this resolution? Now, you know what, the resolution, is it really going to have any impact whatsoever, no matter how much it's beefed up? Is it going to have any impact, or are people across the country just going to roll their eyes and say, well, but it's Boulder?
Well, people, it probably won't matter that much to people outside of Boulder, but to us it probably matters. The thing that matters more in terms of local politics is our decision to join the Kyoto Protocol. To me, that's a similar kind of local decision, but it's much more hands-on and seems like much more of a direct action kind of thing. We're not waiting around for the centralized government to give us a directive. We've decided to take that on ourselves.
Yeah, but then again, on the other hand, the centralized government is not going to exactly jump when you say jump. I mean, they're basically going to ignore you.
Well, yeah, but it just kind of throws the importance of local politics into relief. If you know, as we start to join the world community on our level and take greenhouse gas reduction and things like that seriously, it feels like we're part of the world community, and it's awfully nice.
Let me ask you this question. Say Littleton decided to do this. Okay, would it have more impact if Littleton decided to? Would it have more impact if Aurora decided to do it?
Well, I think it would be wonderful at any governmental level to make a statement, to kind of come together as a community and be able to ring that out on the most local level. Boulder has a name and a reputation, so it makes a little bit of a splash, but... I don't think
is that a splash for the positive or the negative?
It's probably both.
I mean, come on, we're trying to be real here. I'm not sitting here beating up on Boulder. I'm not doing that at all. I'm just asking realistically, because take a really conservative community in Colorado. I don't know. Let's just name one off the top of our heads. Highlands Ranch, would that be considered a very conservative community?
I don't know it very well.
All right, well, you know, Turk says it is. Okay, so it's a very conservative community. It's in Tom Tancredo's district. Okay, all of a sudden, the city council of Highlands Ranch says the United States should withdraw troops within 6 months. Okay, which has a bigger impact? If Highlands Ranch does it, or if Boulder does it?
Oh, clearly, if they came out with something like that, would mean a lot more, yeah.
Yeah, so Boulder does carry that kind of thing about it, right?
Oh yeah, and it comes from, you know, history from 30 years ago, but we still have a reputation to uphold, so, you know.
All right, well, I'll see you on the Pearl Street Mall, pal. Again, you know what? And get that thing that catches people going through the intersections. Get it dismantled.
I want
a resolution through the Boulder City Council to have that thing torn down. I've been caught twice now by that sucker.
I hate that. Well, the trick is to put your sun visor down before you get.
No, it doesn't work because they get your license number. I've tried everything
to try. But they have to see your face. It's part of the code. So.
Well, then why don't I just drive around town with a wrestling mask over my head?
Not even going to go there. It kind of reminds me of the guy that was going through the HOV lanes with a dummy, you know.
Drive around with a wrestling hood. Well, who was that man? Who was that guy with that hood on, man?
We should all wear superhero costumes or something.
Yeah, you know, or one of those glasses with like a big nose and a mustache or something. Oh, God. Good to talk to you, Steve. Thanks, man.
Yeah, thanks.
All right. Thanks for the laugh. Yeah, I hate that machine. I think that machine is wrong. You know, I'd almost like to do an hour on that machine as opposed to doing an hour on this topic on the whole thing about the Boulder resolution. I mean, you know what? If you're going to get caught breaking the law, make sure there's a human there to do it, not a damn machine. And I got caught yesterday. Now, how do I know I got caught? Because I saw the thing flash. So I know it got me, okay? I know it got me. All right, we're talking about the Boulder Resolution. It's 6:48. 48 minutes past the hour.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight.
and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-774-1451. That's 1-800-774-1451. 1-800-774-1451.
Storage, or grab a huge cash allowance of up to $5,000. See your Dodge dealer for details.
How much longer do we have to put up with Bush? Backed by popular demand, check out the Bush Countdown Clock on AM760.net.
We saw that there were some weaknesses.
So, you got it, Dex?
Think so. You want an interior decorator that takes personal checks, has a feng shui influence, and gives a free consultation?
Yes, indeedy, Dex.
That leaves one. Zen Decorating, 555-6799, where Eastern meets Bestern.
Well, I hope their decorating is better than their slogan.
Hey, I just call them like I see them.
DexOnline.com, the fastest way to get the most complete local info. More search options make getting the right info easier than ever before. DexOnline.com, it's the one that gets used. Dex knows.
Do you want to know how to extend your life and improve the health of your heart? Just ask an Icelander. We live longer than anyone else in the world and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease and stroke. For centuries, we've relied on omega-3 from the clean, cold, unpolluted waters of Iceland. Now we'd like to share our secret with you by sending you a free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3. Our pharmaceutical-grade omega-3s have twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Iceland Health omega-3 can help you experience better sleep, memory, and skin, even relief from joint pain.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
I tell you what, I get up in the morning, I'm moving. No more stiffness, you know, just going.
Find out how to get your free bottle of omega-3 and feel the difference for yourself. Call 1-800-400-4194. For your free bottle, call 1-800-400-4194. 1-800-400-4194.
Need car navigation for your vacation? Get a Garmin GPS.
Turn right on Highway 152.
Garmin, the leader in We'll Take You There.
I'll take you there.
The Denver Center Theater Company presents Crowns, a gospel-infused musical celebrating the legacy of African-American women in their church hats. A hit at theaters across the country, critics are calling Crowns a soul-stirring, hip-swaying spectacle. Don't miss the laughter, the tears, and exhilarating music of Crowns at the Denver Center Theater Company. For tickets, call 303-893-4100 or buy and print your tickets online at denvercenter.org.
Crowns, now playing through June 11th at the Denver Center Theater Company. For tickets, call 303-893-4100.
Regency Windows. Hi, this is Dave Logan with good advice. Log on to bristolwindows.com to register to win a house full of windows absolutely free. That's bristolwindows.com.
Back to a guy that'll arm wrestle Carl Rove anytime, any place. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yes, it's 6:52. Making 52 minutes after the hour. High today, 79. Dixie Chicks tickets to give away tomorrow here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. We're talking about the Boulder resolution. Does it have more impact if another city would do it? And does Boulder have a stigma about it where people would say, oh, an anti-war resolution from Boulder? Roll their eyes. Yeah, it figures. Let's go to Chris in Littleton. Chris, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, I support Boulder in their resolution, and I think more cities should do the same.
But what about Littleton?
Yeah, I think Littleton should do that also. And I have another idea. I think the millions of us here who opposed the war should, like, kind of publicly apologize to the people in Iraq with some kind of forum like a computer or TV or radio or something, and let them know that we don't support the war and just make a public apology for what's going on over there.
Do you think those of us that are anti-war, do you think we're not vocal enough?
Yeah, I think it would be great if we would just be more vocal, yeah, and make a public apology over there to the people over there in Iraq of what's going on.
Okay.
I think it would be a great way to oppose the war and also to show them that we don't support what's going on.
All right, Chris, thanks, man. Drive safe. Let's go to John in Boulder. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, John.
You got a great show. I love it.
Thanks. I appreciate that. You're very kind.
Well, I got two comments. One is a fun comment about the red light camera, and one is serious about the resolution. So which do you want to do first?
Let's do the red light camera, because that one bothers me more than the resolution.
Oh, okay. I don't like to run red lights, too. But first of all, that camera is set very, very sensitive, and I believe, actually, it's set up to trip people that are marginally going through a red light, but we haven't actually measured that. But here's something that will actually work. I'm an engineer, and I've tried this stuff, and I've had some other people try it, and it really, really works. You get one of those plastic license plate covers, and you take double-aught steel wool, and you scrape the inside of it at a 45-degree angle, just lightly, so you can still see the lens, or the license plate through the lens. And what
right.
happens is the flash is at an angle, and then what you end up with is a completely brightened-out picture of the license plate, and they can't read it. This really works.
Damn thing gets your picture, though, too.
Well, if they don't have a plate, how do they know who you are unless you got a mugshot in the post office?
Well, let's not get into that. Let's move on to the other thing now.
Okay. Well, about the resolution, I'm a liberal. I live in Boulder myself. But I think a comment about immediate withdrawal from your is simplistic. It's a ridiculous statement to make because we're there. We need to get a plan. We can't withdraw. I've been in Vietnam. More people would die if we withdrew immediately than if we just come up with a coherent plan and execute it. I think a better resolution would be just a general condemnation of going to war in the first place, and what Cliff said earlier, an apology to the Iraqi people and an acknowledgement that our government went to war erroneously. I think that would be a much more thoughtful comment to say to the world, rather than just a simplistic, let's get the heck out of there.
What about a phased withdrawal out of there?
Well, a phased withdrawal is great, but I kind of agree with the conservatives in that how do you define a phased withdrawal if you don't have a plan? And the fire is under their feet to come up with a plan, and I haven't heard anything about how they have a coherent plan to get the factions working together. It's a very difficult problem. The problem with this administration is they try to find simplistic answers that the public can understand to extremely complex problems. And that's what gets in my crawl the most about these guys, is that they think that if they come up with a one-liner answer to everything, their constituency will go like, hey, yeah, I get that, and they'll get behind them.
Well, I think it's human.
It's not that easy.
I think it's human nature to a certain extent. And then the other thing is you're right. I mean, nobody really has an attractive idea on how to get out, because we're in a very unattractive situation here, and nobody seems to have a plan that everybody finds to be satisfactory. The closest one I can look at is the MRTHA plan. But my feeling is about Boulder passing this resolution. See, I think people are just going to roll their eyes and go, it's Boulder.
Well, that's absolutely true. When I tell people I'm from Boulder, I spend a lot of my personal time trying to get to know people. I've only lived in Boulder for 3 years, but whenever I mention that I'm from Boulder and I'm somewhere else, I get the rolling of the eyes, and it takes a long time to develop a relationship with someone, whether you're working or it's a casual acquaintance, if they know you're from Boulder and they don't live there. It takes a lot of work.
You know, it's a wonderful town.
Oh, I love it. I love it, too. I think most of the people that don't like Boulder are, you could probably say they're jealous.
Yeah, or they don't understand it, or they've never really taken the time to find out about it, and they just go on what other people say. And it's got its eccentricities, but you know what? Every place you live, and take it from somebody who's lived all over the country, every place you live has its eccentricities. Every place you live has something about it that, you know, that is less than appealing, or that you point to and say, well, you know, this isn't such a great deal. My whole thing about Boulder is I'm not crazy about the mountains, so that part of it doesn't really attract me. But the people there seem to be awful nice.
I think the people are very nice. But another one of the reasons, when you look at Boulder and you don't come from Boulder, a lot of people will look down on an affluent community. And let's admit it, Boulder is an affluent community. Then you throw in the liberal part of it, and it just pokes the fire.
Yeah.
But also, people tell me that Boulder is so inexpensive to live in. I point out to them the number of mobile home parks that are situated between $750,000 and $1 million houses, and they don't even believe that those exist.
Yeah, that's...
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318. Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's ENGLEHomesColorado.com.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Frontline troops in Iraq will be getting a refresher course on ethical standards on the battlefield. Live to CBS's Dan Revive. Dan, what's behind this?
Marines facing possible murder charges for the deaths of Iraqi civilians after one Marine was killed by a roadside bomb.
There cannot be any kind of retaliation by American forces. Emotion must be taken out of it.
CBS News consultant Mike Lyons on the ethics training this month in Iraq, where Army Major General William Caldwell just referred to what he called an accident in Haditha.
I'd like to express our heartfelt condolences to the families that lost a loved one in that accident.
Soldiers who committed violations, he said, will be held accountable. Reporting live, Dan Revive, CBS News.
June 1st, hurricane season is here, and FEMA Director David Paulison says his people will be up to the job this time.
We've had 9 months to get ready. We've been looked very, very carefully at those lessons learned, at those things that simply did not work and should have worked. I think what Katrina taught us is this country was not ready for a major event like that.
The New Orleans Convention Center, where thousands of hurricane refugees rode out Katrina in terrible conditions with no food or water, will host another event today. It's where Mayor Ray Nagin will be sworn in for his second term. CBS's Cammy McCormick tells us what else is going on.
The city's criminal district court opens today. There hasn't been a jury trial in criminal court since Hurricane Katrina more than 9 months ago. They could begin next week. Inmates never charged with crimes have been jailed throughout the state. That will create a huge backlog, and it's unclear how many jurors will be available or even witnesses, since so many people have yet to return to New Orleans.
The bodies of two CBS News employees killed in Iraq this week arrived home in London a short time ago. Elaine Cobb at the U.S. Military Hospital in Landstuhl, Germany, is the latest on the condition of wounded correspondent Kimberly Dozier.
She's now sitting up and able to write messages to her family. She has now been told CBS cameraman Paul Douglas and soundman James Brolin were killed in the same explosion. CBS News Vice President Linda Mason says her condition remains critical but stable.
The host of the OPEC oil ministers meeting in Venezuela wants his gas to slash production. But CBS's Trish Regan in Caracas tells us he probably won't get his way.
Venezuela's Hugo Chavez, the leftist president, is pushing them to cut production. He actually wants oil prices to move higher than they are right now. However, the rest of OPEC is unlikely to go along.
Meeting in Vienna, Secretary of State Rice and other officials from UN Security Council members are working on incentives they hope will get Iran to enriching uranium, work that could lead to the production of nuclear weapons. American workers are doing more with less. A report the government released about a half hour ago shows worker productivity increased to the 3.7% annual rate in the first 3 months of the year. Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are up a fraction. This is CBS News.
How hard can it be? You put up a sign, you just wait for the offers to roll in. It becomes a second job.
Getting the house appraised and the comps.
The money that you think you're going to save, you end up losing.
I've bought and sold homes before, and now the first thing I do is call a realtor.
Realtors have the experience to price your home so it can sell for up to 16% more than selling it yourself.
Using a realtor is a smart financial decision.
Get the facts straight about selling your own home. Talk to an agent and be sure to ask if that agent is a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
It's way too risky to sell your house on your own.
May I help you?
How much is this goldfish?
99 cents.
How's his temperament?
Huh?
Does he bite?
I don't think so.
Is he good with children?
Yeah,
I mean... Can he do any tricks?
Well, he whittles pretty good.
What if everything in life came with a 115-point inspection? Well, before we certify any Ford Lincoln Mercury pre-owned vehicle, it must first pass a rigorous point-by-point exam. Plus, all Ford Lincoln Mercury certified pre-owned vehicles come with a 6-year, 75,000-mile warranty, including 24-hour roadside assistance.
Is he allergic to seafood?
Just shellfish!
See dealer for warranty details or visit FordCPO.com.
Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder, and on AM760.net.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Rocky Mountain National Park Rangers are sending out crews and search dogs this morning to look for 48-year-old Terry Harlan of Shreveport, Louisiana. He was reported missing Sunday, but his car was not found until yesterday afternoon when it was spotted at a trailhead parking area. Rangers have checked campgrounds and gathering points, but have not found any signs of him. Storm season is here. Today marks the official opening of hurricane season, and researchers at CSU say it'll be another active year.
A total of 17 named storms, 9 hurricanes, and 5 intense or major hurricanes, which are the Category 3, 4, and 5 storms.
Researcher Phil Klotzbach says that's slightly below last year's predictions, but still an above-average year. He also says storm tracks tend to show that storms are more likely to hit the East Coast rather than the Gulf Coast this year, which, of course, the spotlight after last year's devastation will remain on the New Orleans and Houston area. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Tim. We've got big trouble across your Lakewood Drive this morning. Eastbound 6th Avenue, we've got a three-car crash in the right and center lanes just before Federal. Now we're jamming all the way back to Wadsworth. Westbounders are dealing with Curiosity slowdowns as well. The rest of the highway drive is very heavy this morning. In fact, we've got extra traffic on these roadways due to a conference that's going on at the Pepsi Center. We've got 16,000 additional drivers on the road, and they're heading down right about now. So I-25 is just jam-packed. This will also affect the afternoon drive as that conference lets out right around 5 p.m. Now, across your highway drive along C-470, eastbounders are thick between Broadway and University. And across the Turnpike, eastbounders are also thick between Federal and Pecos. Today's forecast is calling for highs up around 85 degrees, and we're already at 53 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
If you'd like to save on your next tank of gas, use your SuperCard when you do your weekly shopping. Accumulate $100.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-422-1482. Again, that's 1-800-422-1482. 1-800-422-1482.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-332-4694 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-332-4694. That's 1-800-332-4694.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-500-1093 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-500-1093 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-500-1093.
Feeding poverty to the workers, saying, listen, we don't have enough money, we have to pay you, we have to cut $20 million out of your pensions. Well, at the same time, about 4 weeks before that happened, they handed a check of about $1.5 billion over to Mr. Paulson, to his company, at a photo op to build Goldman Sachs, remember, one of the wealthiest companies in the world, build their palatial new headquarters in downtown New York. So this is a guy who, you know, is not going to really rock the boat. He's really just going to be a spokesman for more of the same.
So Bush, rather than going to somebody genuinely once again from the outside, goes from somebody in the inside then.
Absolutely. You know, this is a guy who I think I guess their strategy is probably goes something like this. Let's get somebody who can reassure Wall Street, somebody from Wall Street who can reassure Wall Street that we know what's going on, because that's the only people that the Bush administration really cares about really appeasing. And let's get somebody who at least has some sort of cordial interactions with Democrats. You know, this guy, Paulson's given a little bit of money to Hillary Clinton, he's given a little bit of money to Chuck Schumer, and so by nominating him, you know, Bush knows that Democrats will have trouble criticizing Paulson because they're sort of soiled with his campaign contributions.
So there's no way that they could he would be in for a rough hearing.
Well, you know, it depends what you consider rough. I mean, I'm sure Democrats will use the hearings to raise some of the broader economic issues. Will they really focus in on Paulson and for instance, the overarching question of, you know, why is the Treasury Secretary position always seemingly filled with somebody from Wall Street? Why are we putting in someone from Wall Street at a time when the economy in many ways is suffering from a deregulatory agenda pushed by Wall Street? You know, I don't think those questions are going to be raised.
You know, it's funny that you're on this morning at 7:11, 11 minutes after 7, and David Sirota is my guest, davidsirota.com, because there's an article now in the paper this morning about how Homeland Security defense money is being cut from New York City and also from here in Denver. And this goes along with what you talk about in your book about having to cut back on these funds because of the tax cuts, correct?
Absolutely. It's a huge problem. You know, I mean, and what we have to understand is that the tax cuts were packaged to us as a way, of course, to raise revenues, which is the old canard that, you know, you cut taxes and more revenues will come in. And also that really what has put us into deficit is spending. You know, again, then my book goes over how that is really just a fabricated lie. And so what we're seeing, of course, across all sectors is our government is cutting back on key priorities because we just basically don't have enough money because we've given away, I think by last count, we'll have given away almost $1 trillion to the richest 5% of the country in the 8 years of the Bush administration.
So the Bush administration's real constituency then is the Wall Street and its rich campaign donors and not the American people. So what's their frustration with sitting in the 30s in the polls?
Well, they're not running for re-election, so I think that they're really going for it, if you will. They're really trying, I think, in many ways to put into place policies that will make their agenda last a lot longer than they will last in office. You see that, you know, I just recently wrote about the Supreme Court. I mean,
right.
this is a really important issue. You know, they put in two, you know, one corporate lawyer is now the head of the Supreme Court. Sam Alito, a guy that the Chamber of Commerce pushed, is now on the court. And now what we see is that the court, this is just one example, has handed down over the last 4 weeks a series of rulings that, of course, crush workers and ordinary citizens and reward businesses. You know, yesterday it was, you know, they said that government whistleblowers can't come out and point out wrongdoing without fear of being fired. So they can be fired. So, you know, if some person at the Pentagon sees that Halliburton's getting an illegal contract or too much money, if they say anything to their superiors, they can get fired. So really, again, what we have to keep our eye on is the fact that the administration, all of its policies are designed to sort of cement in their corporate agenda far well into the future after they leave office.
Here's one final one I want you to reply to. It was left over from yesterday. It's not really on the subject of Henry Paulson, but maybe it is. And I never get tired of talking to you about this because you know I've got a huge thing about this. But I had Big Head Todd on the show yesterday, and
yeah.
we were co-hosting. And we were talking about the difference between Democrats and Republicans. And one guy who didn't get on because we ran out of time, but his comment was, and I know you've heard this before, I want you to debunk it, that a living wage, that living wage bills, and that the idea of a living wage leads to socialism.
Living wage leads to socialism. Well, I have two things to say about that. One is that we already live in a socialism. A socialism is a highly regulated economy. We live in a socialism that's a corporate socialism. We have all sorts of tax subsidies going to corporations to prop up corporations and executives. And people need to understand we don't live in a free market. We live in a regulated market, and that the issue is how do we make sure that the regulations work for us and not just for the fat cats who pay their way to the political table. On the living wage in specific, I would say that you know, that is one way to rejigger regulations to make sure that more of the benefits of the economy go to more citizens, rather than regulations that make sure more of the benefits go to less of the citizens. Remember, socialism is all about regulation. You know, it's value neutral. And the living wage, by the way, I just want people to understand, you know, the other argument is that it hurts jobs. You know, it hurts, you know, John Stossel has a new book out, ABC News guy. He's running around claiming, you know, it's hilarious, his book purports to debunk lies. He's running around saying living wages and minimum wage laws hurt jobs. Well, the fact is that the statistics, government statistics, show that the states that have raised their minimum wage above the federal level have created jobs at a far faster rate than those that have not raised their minimum wage. It's obvious why. You put money in people's pockets, lower down on the income scale, they're going to spend their money in their communities.
Yeah, what do you make of John Stossel?
Well, I think he's I think he actually is a pathological liar. I mean, I think he lies so much that it really is it's pathology. I mean, you know, he's the guy who says that there's no evidence to show that women earn less in this country than men. Again, Bureau of Labor Statistics data, government data, shows that that's not true. That women make, I think it's 80% of what men make in the exact same jobs. So, and of course, ABC News employs this guy, and his agenda, of course, serves big money interests. So he really is the tip of a spear in a propaganda system designed to make us think that any policy that would help ordinary citizens would hurt our country, and that policies that crush ordinary citizens are good for us.
Yeah, I think you ought to go back to interviewing wrestlers.
Yeah, that's from my book, right? He's a guy who's gotten awards from right-wing organizations like the Heritage Foundation for railing on people who file lawsuits. On the air, he goes on and says people who file lawsuits shouldn't file lawsuits, that they should just suck up their pain and suffering. Meanwhile, it was Stossel who, in an interview with a pro wrestler, the wrestler, I guess, slapped him. Stossel sued the wrestler and won $200,000 and said he told newspapers he wanted to get as much as he could. So, you know, that's another, of course, phenomenon in politics and media, is that the people who purport to want to make society live by the rules they say they want to live by don't want to live by those rules and those ethics themselves.
Yeah, I believe the wrestler was Hulk Hogan. David, it's good to hear your voice, and I urge everybody to go to your website, davidsirota.com. You can sign up for the email updates, and we look forward to having you back on the program and look forward to having you sit in for me when I'm on vacation.
Thanks very much, Jay.
All right, David, good to hear your voice. There's David Sirota, and go to davidsirota.com. 7:18, 18 minutes after 7, I got an unusual story. An unusual story about immigration. Before you go like, oh, you're going to do immigration again, And I got like a nasty email from a guy, too, about my stance about immigration. But I got kind of a weird story about immigration I want you to consider and to maybe jump on the phones and to talk about it. 303-713-7600. We'll do that coming up here on AM 760. Progressive Talk. So stick around. Don't forget tomorrow, Dixie Chicks tickets to give away. Yeah! They get the number one CD in Billboard this week. And you'll get to see them live. Stick around. Tickets to give away tomorrow during this show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
The jams this morning continue to build across eastbound 6th Avenue due to a crash just before Federal. Now, the right-hand lane is currently blocked up, and we're jamming all the way back to Wadsworth. We still have three cars in the highway right now. We're looking at curiosity delays for westbounders as well. Now, the rest of the highway drive is in pretty good shape as far as those crashes are concerned, though you will find heavy volume down southbound 25 between 104th and 84th, yet again heading south between 6th Avenue and the Broadway Bridge. Eastbound lanes of I-270 are also thick in Commerce City between I-76 and Vasquez. In today's forecast, we'll see a high of about 85 degrees, and currently we are at 53 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Does your car or truck need tires? Get the confidence to enjoy a full driving experience with Michelin tires. You can get your next set of Michelin tires at Discount Tires. Stop by Discount Tires today and ask for Michelin tires and enjoy a full driving experience.
Just Brakes.
My brakes are grinding. I need pads and shoes right.
Just Brakes will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels and even machine rotors and drums for $99.88.
I'll come in next week.
Just Brakes recommends you bring your car in today. It's likely your brakes are already damaged.
Sounds serious.
It is. Brakes should be inspected at least once a year. Damage to major components can be a costly brake system nightmare.
Pads and shoes installed on all four wheels for $99.88. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do care.
Additional parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Decker Auto Parts.
What your car is really saying, number six, the minivan.
After 8 years of ferrying this family around to baseball, ballet, and Bible school, my parts are pooping out, don't you know? Put a sock in it, boy. Anyway, just the other day, I dripped an embarrassing stain on my parking spot at the mall, and my steering... Sorry about that. What would be hunky-dories if my driver Madge and that gearhead husband of hers hustled me over to that auto parts store where they say, we got it.
Save fuel at Checker Auto Parts when you buy Gunk Fuel Injector Cleaner for only $1.99 with coupon and CD2 Octane Booster for just $2.49 with coupon. Save $8 after rebates with coupon when you buy any Fram oil filter and air filter together. And ask us about tire pressure, ignition components, locking gas caps, and more. Want help relieving pain at the pump? We got it.
So now, hon, when you need a plan for your van, you know where to go.
Checker Auto Parts.
Top three reasons I see a storm door in my future. Number three, it's the perfect picture frame for our front door. Number two, feeling the cool summer night's breeze without mosquitoes. And number one, I can get an Anderson storm door installed for $57.
The Home Depot has your storm door. Right now, get any Anderson-branded storm door installed through us, and basic installation is only $57. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through June 7th at U.S. Home Depot stores only. Additional charges may apply. Savings vary by market. See store for license numbers.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Gas prices are outrageous, and poor gas mileage is a waste of money. Get to AutoZone and tune up your car now. It could save you up to $150 a year in gas. Install new spark plugs and plug wires. Replace your air filter and fuel filter, and add a bottle of fuel injector cleaner to your tank. Stop throwing money away. The pros at AutoZone have the parts and advice you need to help you save money on gas now. So get in the zone. AutoZone.
Join AM 760 Progressive Talk in celebrating the GLBT community at the 2006 Pride Fest Denver. Join us at Civic Center Park on Saturday, June 24th for Family Field Day with events for adults, children, and pets. On Sunday, June 25th, the festivities start at Cheeseman Park with the Pride Fest Parade and ending at Civic Center Park with a festival and rally. For more information on the weekend's events, log on to am760.net. Celebrate Pride, not prejudice, with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
My turn? Well, it must be. 7:23, 23 minutes after 7. High today, 79, partly sunny with thunderstorms. Good morning, Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I got a story from the San Francisco Chronicle, which in a way makes a lot of sense. But the right-wing media gets a hold of this one, they're going to have a field day. They're going to go crazy. I thought I'd share it with you at 303-713-7600 and see what you have to say about it. There's a civil rights lawyer on Wednesday who demanded authorities investigate a roundup of hundreds of undocumented immigrants in what he called a desert dragnet based on racial profiling. In a letter to the Department of Homeland Security, attorney Luis Carrillo claimed U.S. Border Patrol agents only pulled over people with brown skin in the five-day operation known as Operation Desert Denial. More than 600 undocumented immigrants were detained from May 19th to May 24th along Interstate 40 near Barstow. I've been out there around Interstate 40 near Barstow. They have a little complex out there with the McDonald's and all that other stuff out there. Anybody been there? With, it's in the shape of a choo-choo train.
Isn't that where they have like the world's largest thermometer?
No, that's that's not in Barstow. The world's largest thermometer is in the little teeny town.
Is that Bakersfield?
No, it's in the little teeny town that has Nick the Greeks on the corner with the Gyros place and a general store. And it's Baker, California, has the world's largest thermometer. One guy owns the entire town of Baker, which has always been my dream in life, is to own a gas station in Baker, California, sit out, sip iced tea, and watch people drive by and pay $4 a gallon for gas and not do a ruddy damn thing but sit on my fat half moons. Anyway, more than 600 undocumented immigrants were detained from May 19th to May 24th along the Interstate 40 near Barstow. No light-skinned people were detained, Carrillo said. They gave people with blue eyes and light skin a free pass, he said. Carrillo also criticized authorities for focusing efforts far from the border. He said he did not plan to file a lawsuit against the Border Patrol. Tamara Faulkner, a spokesperson for the Inspector General of the Department of Homeland Security, said she was not aware of Carrillo's demand for an investigation and declined to comment. Now, is this racial profiling, yes or no? 303-713-7600. Carl L. McClafferty, Chief Patrol Agent of the Border Patrol Division that handled the operation, said in a written statement that authorities were targeting human smuggling routes for immigrants who had crossed from Arizona into Texas and from Mexico. The statement said officers pulled over vehicles that looked suspicious, but it did not reveal the criteria that was used to make the determination. Other than that, the Border Patrol had no further comment. At a news conference, Carrillo introduced a child of a woman who was detained and deported. He called the girl a victim of harassment. Teary-eyed 12-year-old Wendy Ortiz said she and her two younger brothers were awakened by Border Patrol agents who shone spotlights into the car being driven by her mother, Violetta, then bumped it and pulled it over. The sixth grader said that the family had been traveling overnight from Barstow to from their Phoenix home to buy wholesale kitchen supplies. After determining that Viola Ortiz was not a legal immigrant, the agents shouted at her and threatened to separate her from her children unless she waived a hearing and signed an order that led to her deportation to Mexico, the girl said. The mother didn't want any more screaming, so she just signed. All right. Do you consider this to be racial profiling? 303-713-7600. Is picking out brown-skinned people only out of the western United States and detaining them and asking them about their citizenship, is that racial profiling, yes or no? Here's Jose in Aurora. Jose, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Go ahead, Jose. You're on.
How about you, Jay?
Hey, Jose. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, I got to say that it probably wouldn't be the first time if it is racial profiling, and I'm kind of inclined to believe that it would be. You know, there was a write-up in Time magazine this past week about how the Klan is involved with sending militia down to the Minuteman Project. And I was laying in bed last night reading it and was telling my wife about it, and we were just kind of looking at each other, shaking our head, and there was a picture of a guy with a... like he could have been out in the Middle East. You know, he's got the mask over his head and stuff.
Right.
He's got a big M16. I thinking to myself, holy cow, you know, is that what it's coming to? You know, I don't think I'll be going to Arizona anytime soon.
Well, if you're a brown-skinned person, whether you're a legal immigrant or an illegal immigrant, and you're driving the highways around California out in the desert or in Arizona or in any of those western states, and what's going to happen now? Are you going to get pulled over because you have brown skin? Is that racial profiling?
Well, you know, I mean, you could pose the same question to the African-Americans who have gone through it for how many years? You know, if they're driving a Mercedes, they get pulled over. I've seen it happen time and time again. A lot of people are going to say, oh, come on, get over it. Well, you know, my shoes.
All right, so do you think this lawyer has a case?
Yeah, I think the lawyer would have a case, absolutely.
Yeah, I think he's got one, too. And I think this brings up this whole tricky thing about who's legal and who's illegal and what an illegal immigrant looks like. For instance, if you take an illegal immigrant from Mexico and you take an illegal immigrant from Canada, an undocumented worker from Canada, an undocumented worker from Mexico, and you have them driving around outside of Phoenix, who do you think is going to get nailed?
Oh, absolutely. I work in construction, and there were some guys on my job site that were doing some tile work for me, and they were from the Czech Republic. And they told me flat out that they don't have their papers. They're here illegally. But they'll
never get nailed because they have white skin and blue eyes, probably.
Absolutely. Nobody will ever give them, two looks about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Jose, thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
All right, Jay. Have a good one.
Okay, take care. Four lines open at 303-713-7600. Boy, the phones are quiet here this morning. All right, so does this lawyer have a case? The civil rights lawyer on Wednesday who demanded authorities investigate a roundup of hundreds of undocumented immigrants in what he called a desert dragnet based on racial profiling? In a letter to the Department of Homeland Security, attorney Louis Carrillo claimed U.S. Border Patrol agents only pulled over people with brown skin in a five-day operation known as Operation Desert Denial. More than 600 undocumented immigrants were detained between May 19th and May 24th along Interstate 40 near Barstow. No light-skinned people were detained. So if you see somebody dark-skinned driving a pickup truck in and around that area, do you immediately assume that they're an illegal alien, an undocumented worker, or that they're not a United States citizen? And what do you assume that on? Do you assume it on their conduct? Do you assume it on the way they look? How do you make that call? Three lines open at 303-713-7600. 731 at AM 760, 29 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. And here's an undocumented Amelia Earhart.
Thank you, Jay. You know what?
What?
I think the phone lines are quiet because the whole city misses Todd.
Yeah, I think so, too.
It's a sad day.
I'm dying here this morning. I don't know what the story is this morning. I couldn't rouse a phone call this morning, and my life depended on it.
Well, you sound great, but I think that we should have him back again.
We will have him back again.
Excellent. All right, well, we're looking at big-time delays along southbound I-25 this morning. We've got a couple conferences going on, one at the Denver Coliseum and one at the Pepsi Center, and they began right around 8 o'clock. Unfortunately, we are backed up all the way to 144th Avenue heading down toward downtown Denver. Now, this is because there are 16,000 additional drivers on the roadways right now. Now, the good news is that's going to wrap up right around 8:15 or so as the conference gets underway at 8. But
you know what I just thought of?
What? Yes.
Since nobody's calling, I think I'll go to the rest of the morning without taking any phone calls.
You interrupted my traffic to say that?
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
What do you think about that idea? No phone calls for the rest of the morning.
And you're just going to talk about whatever you want?
Yeah, I'll just talk about whatever's on my mind. And I won't take any phone calls for the rest of the morning.
Do you have enough to say?
I've always got enough to say. I could talk for hours on end about you.
Oh, jeez.
What about that idea?
Please don't. Can I chime in if I'm listening?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
Can I finish my traffic report?
Yeah, you may.
Okay. All right, eastbound 6th Avenue is jamming up as well between Wadsworth and I-25 and across the Boulder Turnpike. Eastbounders, you're
sick. Stop calling.
You know what? A lot of these drivers are trying to get to work, and you are hindering that, Jay.
I want these people to stop calling. I'm not taking any phone calls.
Are they calling right now?
Yeah.
Oh. Please.
No phone calls for the rest of the show.
Anyone listening right now, call.
Don't call. No phone calls
Please
for the rest
call.
Of the show.
I'll give you Jay's personal number and you can call that. Am I supposed to finish now, Jay? Oh, now he's mad at me.
No calls.
All right, in the forecast, we're going to see a high up around.
All right, everybody knows that safety belts save lives. Blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort. Click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
The 2006 Summer of Stars in Coors Light Live welcomes Brad Paisley, Friday, June 23rd at Coors Amphitheater.
Got you in trouble in high school.
Country music superstar Brad Paisley shines with energy. His amazing prowess on guitar and up-tempo hits provide a perfect night under the stars. Brad Paisley with special guest Sarah Evans. An amazing voice and talent that will light up the stage. Rising star Eric Church joins the fun along with Flappin' Jacks and the Railbenders. It's a country music jamboree not to be missed. Brad Paisley, joined by Sarah Evans, Eric Church, and more.
Yeah, when I get where I'm going.
Tickets are on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets. 303-830-TIXS or Ticketmaster.com.
Another tip to the guy at the ice cream shop.
Part of the Coors Light Live Concert Series, produced by House of Blues Concerts.
Get a reservation.
More than 100 metro area breakfast stations and the chance to win fantastic prizes. Gear up for Bike to Work Day on Wednesday, June 28th. To register yourself or your company for this fun, free event, call the Denver Regional Council of Governments Ride Arrangers Program at 303-458-POOL or visit drcog.org. That's drcog.org today. Bike to Work Day is brought to you by the Denver Regional Council of Governments Ride Arrangers Program, RTD, Nine News, Panera Bread, Noodles & Company, Colorado Athletic Club, Cliff Bar, Comcast, and the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Regency Window.
Regency Window.
Do what I did. Put the Regency Bristol window in your home. This is Dave Logan. For a limited time, buy two windows and get the third one free. Call 303-233-0833.
Dave Moon, Coldwell Banker Realtors, wants to remind everyone that when you take to the road this summer, remember to take along those three C's of safety. That's caution, courtesy, and above all, a little common sense. Safe and sober driving is everyone's responsibility. This summer's safety message is courtesy of Dave Moon, Coldwell Banker Realtors, at 9210 East Berry Avenue in Greenwood Village. For all your real estate needs, whether you're buying or selling, call 720-339-3803. That's 720-339-3803.
The 3v3 Live Soccer Tournament is rolling into Clement Park June 17th and 18th. Show off your foot skills to win it all. Head to 3on3live.com to register your team by June 9th. Powered by Verizon Wireless.
Bacon, Eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the morning. Progressive Talk.
Talking about me leaving America, you got to be crazy.
Yeah.
Man, I like
736.
All the nice things, Jack.
36 minutes all past the hour. Things. I'm at 879, partly sunny skies. No phone calls from now until 10 o'clock. I'm not taking any more phone calls at 303-713-7600. You know what? Because you people don't want to participate? Okay, fine. Then we won't participate. Then I won't take any phone calls. Even though I thought that this story was extremely intriguing about a civil rights lawyer on Wednesday who demanded authorities investigate a roundup of hundreds of undocumented immigrants and what he called a desert dragnet based on racial profiling. I mean, how do you tell whether somebody's an illegal or not? Do you profile them to get that information? And is that fair? To profile somebody? Is racial profiling fair? Is it fair to go ahead and do that kind of stuff? To be swept up in that? And because you're brown skinned, does that necessarily mean you're an undocumented worker? And I got an email from a guy yesterday who said, and you know what really, this always gets me, that people who disagree with me always like act as if I'm like the spokesperson of the Democratic Party. I'm one guy who does a talk show in one town who has no more influence than any of you and who has one vote like you do and will go to the polls in November and will cast my vote or my votes and hope for the best And I do not set policy with the Democratic Party. I do not, talk to Howard Dean every day. I don't talk to the movers and shakers of the DNC every day. If anything, Ed Schultz talks to, more of those kind of people than I do. And I don't say anything about that stuff. And I'll get these emails about, well, you and the Democratic Party, and blah, you're the Democratic Party, and I'm not the Democratic Party, but this guy accused me of saying, well, the Democrats have lost on the whole subject of immigration, because I got on the air and I said that there were racist elements involved in this whole anti-immigration, undocumented alien worker movement, and there are. I mean, there are. It's just a fact. There are people out there that are scared. They're scared for economic reasons. They're scared for cultural reasons. And as David Sirota points out in his book, Hostile Takeover, these illegal immigrants are costing us money. You know what? It's nothing compared to what the federal government is doing to us. It's nothing. It's a drop in the bucket. But one of these days the mic switch will work. But there are people out there who are absolutely scared. And how do you tell who's who? So, do we run across every person that we run into? Excuse me. There we go. I'm still fighting this cold. Who has brown skin, and do you ask them if they're working like in a fast food place or holding down what you would consider to be a menial job? Do you ask them if they're undocumented? What, Turk? I'm sitting here choking on the air. Hold on, let me clear my voice. Man, once this virus gets hold of you, it's hard to get rid of. So, if racial profiling is wrong, then what do you do? How do you tell who's who in all of this? And we are scared of people who are different. Part of that's human nature. Don't you think part of that's human nature, that we're scared of people that are different? How come we don't ever have any discussions about this? Because if everybody was angry about the illegality of breaking the law, wouldn't we be angry at the number of people in the federal government and in the state and local government who break the law on an everyday basis? This is what amazes me. And of the constant economic ripoffs that are going on, and about how government is, through trade agreements, is helping to outsource. You know, I've asked you this question on the air a million times, and I have yet to get an answer to this. While we're sitting here going crazy about this whole question of illegal immigration, and the story that I'm reading here to you out of the San Francisco Chronicle, a guy says to me a couple of weeks ago, now it's more than a couple of weeks ago now, it's 3 weeks ago, a guy says to me, you know, how many of these people are complaining about this, yet in reality, jobs are being outsourced out of the country at a record in a number, and nobody's saying anything. Think about that. We have trade agreements in which American workers have to compete against workers in foreign countries who work in near slave labor conditions. So companies move to where they can get cheaper labor, and we lose jobs. Shouldn't we be focusing in on that? And this whole wave of hysteria about brown people is just absolutely driving me insane. It's just sickening because we're getting screwed in so many different ways. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. It's worse than this cold. And then you have the situation of where you get where people just won't fess up. I mean, come on, come forward. How many of us are scared of Mexicans? How many of us are scared of Mexicans? How many of us would be freaked out if we heard banda music coming from our neighbor's house? Turk's laughing. Would that go over big in Highlands Ranch?
What if you heard banda music coming out of Jay's house?
Well, you do, on occasion.
Now that would be scary.
No, but I mean, can you imagine that? Banda music. People would go crazy, right, if they heard banda music coming out of somebody's house. Banda El Recuerdo. You know? All right, should I revise my rule here and take phone calls? Nah, maybe I'll just go the rest of the show without any phone calls, since nobody ever wants to participate. And I get in here every morning, and I bust my butt to try to get people to call, and nobody wants to call. So the hell with you. I'll just talk about whatever I want to talk about. We'll have guests. And that's the way we'll do the show. And maybe I'll do the show like that from now on, too. 7:44, 60 minutes away from 8 o'clock on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, the world's strongest talk show host. I can not only fight a virus, but I also can conduct an entire talk show and never take a phone call.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
The entire city is slowing down this morning due to a couple conferences, one going on at the Pepsi Center and one going on at the Coliseum. Now, they get underway right around 8 a.m., but we're looking at 16,000 additional drivers on the road. Southbound I-25 is jam-packed between 144th Avenue and Spear. Northbound 25 is jamming up as well, coming across the Tech Center. Now, just north of here, you'll find a multi-car crash northbound just before 6th Avenue, slowing up your drive. And across Highway 36, we do have heavy traffic eastbound between Federal and Pecos. In the forecast today, we'll see a high of 83 degrees, and currently we are at 53 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
This June, choose how you want to save at your Jeep dealer. Get 0% APR long-term financing on most Jeep vehicles, like the all-new Jeep Commander or the 5-star government crash test-rated Jeep Grand Cherokee. Or choose a huge cash allowance of $3,000. See your Jeep dealer for details.
I'm John Hope Bryant, founder of Operation Hope.
I'm Andrew Young, spokesman for Operation Hope. In a global economy, you got to know how to swim.
You got to swim in deep financial waters these days. Everybody's pushing more responsibility on the people who are less economically responsible. The number one cause for divorce in America today is money.
Lord have mercy.
If you or your children want or need a lesson in financial literacy, we're here to help. Online and on the ground nationwide. Call us at 877-592-HOPE.
7:46, 14 minutes front of 8 o'clock on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Rocky's Autos, with their matching down incentive sale going on still, up to $1,500. You put down $1,500, and they'll put down $1,500. It's like having three towards your next automobile, or $1,000 down, and it's like having $2,000 down towards the purchase of your next car. And Rocky's selection is just dynamite. Over 500 great-looking, clean, late-model automobiles all over the lot at Rocky's Autos. They've got just virtually everything you can think of. From Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, just a whole lot more, including America's original sports car, Corvettes. They've got it all at Rocky's Autos. Plus, great folks to help you out, too. Good, friendly people. And their cars are equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care. 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. You can't beat that. Now, you can check Rocky's Autos out online at rockysautos.com. See the inventory, pre-qualify for a car loan, ask for my buddy Steve, and also get to know about their business philosophy. Rocky's Autos, there's just no better group of people out there. We're proud members of the Rocky's family, and you should be too, and they've been family-owned and operated since 1982. Rocky's Autos open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., located 63rd and Federal.
And now for the bonus round. Let A equal B squared. What is B to the fourth?
Tuna salad.
Correct. If three is a crowd, what's 177?
A European rave party.
Correct. Why wouldn't everyone rent DVDs from Netflix?
Plans starting at only $9.99 a month, over 60,000 titles, no late fees. I don't know.
Correct! Everyone should have Netflix. Choose your movies online and receive them at home in about one business day. Return them whenever you want in prepaid envelopes. Netflix, it's that easy.
DVDs out at a time, varies by program.
Top three reasons I see a storm door in my future. Number three, it's the perfect picture frame for our front door. Number two, feeling the cool summer night's breeze without mosquitoes. And number one, I can get an Anderson storm door installed for $57.
The Home Depot has your storm door. Right now, get any Anderson-branded storm door installed through us, and basic installation is only $57. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through June 7th at U.S. Home Depot stores only. Additional charges may apply. Savings vary by market. See store for license numbers.
Comcastic Radio!
Let's hear a word from our sponsors.
America's number 12 hospital drama is... Akron Triage.
Doctor, he's losing blood.
This is the worst paper cut I've ever seen.
Paper cut?
Yes. Seems some people have yet to switch their home phone service to Comcast Digital Voice, and as a result, they continue to write big checks to the phone company. And when you're writing checks that big...
A paper cut can be lethal.
Tune in Tuesday at 1 a.m. Pacific.
Switch to Comcast Digital Voice and get unlimited local and long distance for just $39.95 a month. That's a 20% savings over Quest. That price also includes 12 popular calling features plus voicemail.
That's Comcastic Radio. Now for the Skiddly Diddly.
Switch to Comcast Digital Voice now for just $33 a month for an entire year. Call 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer. Not available in all areas. Certain restrictions apply. $39.95 price based on subscription to multiple Comcast services and does not include taxes and fees.
A show that causes Republicans to drive their Hummers into a ditch. The J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:50, 10 minutes away from 8 o'clock. High today, 79, partly sunny with thunderstorms. My apologies today for my fighting my cold for day number two, although it is breaking up. And Dixie Chicks tickets to give away tomorrow on this program. Your chance to see the Chicks live in concert here. Their CD has now gone to number one in Billboard. How about that? And just waging the program here without any phone calls. Because you know what? Since I got on this morning, 6 o'clock, I've had to beg people to get on to call. You know what? If you're not going to call, fine. We'll just have a show without phone calls. That's okay with me. What, Turk? What are you saying to me?
No phone calls for real?
No phone calls for real. I don't need phone calls. I can do a whole show without phone calls. You don't think I can? I can talk from now until 10 o'clock and not take phone call number one. You know, and the thing that bothers me about this whole immigration situation and about talking about it day after day and week after week and month after month and the whole thing is, why can't we boil it down to the essence? Why can't we boil it down to the essence of this? Okay? We're threatened on a couple of levels. We're threatened economically by this, yet we refuse to do something rational about it. So we're threatened economically about it. We lack humanity. Many people who are involved in this lack humanity. And the other thing is that we have trouble getting along with people. We have trouble knowing and getting along with people and being able to accept people who are different than we are. Now, if you look at the history of the United States and all the people that have come into this country, they've all gone through this. We went through this with the Chinese. We went through this with the Irish. We certainly went through this with the Jews. You know, in Cuba, there's a very, very small Jewish community in Cuba. As a matter of fact, they just sent their first rabbinical student, I believe it was, last year to Israel. And how did those Jews get to Cuba? Well, they were turned away by Roosevelt on a boat coming to the United States from Europe to try to avoid the Holocaust. And we turned them away. And anybody who's my age, 53 years of age or older, or maybe even 10 years younger, knows about the attitude of that this country used to have towards Jews. And that somehow we weren't loyal Americans, and that that there was something wrong with us, and all these stereotypes about us. You know, I wonder how many of us actually know anybody who's Hispanic, or know anybody who's Latino. And then we get into the argument about jobs that workers won't do, that American workers won't do. Which is really a code word for jobs that Americans won't get paid to do. So do we have any discussion in this country about beefing up wages? No. Of course not. No, we don't have any discussion about that at all. And Bush proposes a guest workers program, but are there any workers' rights built in for those guest workers? No. So it's serfdom. And what we ought to be doing is we ought to be concentrating on our neighbors south of the border and why they feel they have to come here. And there's a lack of humanity involved in all of this, too. This idea of medical services. So, in other words, giving people medical services and alleviating suffering cuts down to the matter of a dime or how much money you're going to spend. Now, I challenge any of you to go to synagogue, to go to church, to go to mosque, to go to meeting house, to go to wherever, you know, whatever your religion is, and look and see what the Bible says about that. And I hear these things that are said about immigrants that aren't true. That, oh, you know, they're being allowed to take Social Security that they didn't earn. But, yeah, they earn it. They earn it. They pay it in, maybe under a false number. But they pay it in, and then they don't take it. And it sits in the U.S. Treasury. And you hear all of these rumors and all of these innuendos being spread around. And I'd like to just have a 4-hour discussion on this radio station someday about what's really at the heart of the matter of this whole immigration situation, what's really bothering people. And I think if you really push to it about what's bothering people is economics is bothering people and having those people that are involved who are different. And both can be overcome. We should be scrapping things like NAFTA and CAFTA, which penalize not only American workers, but also workers in Mexico and in Latin America. These so-called free trade agreements, which are not free and are giveaways to big business. But none of this is being talked about. And the idea of somebody who moves next door to you or who shows up in the workplace with you or comes to your community and is different than you are, and that you're scared of them. You're scared that they're going to change your way of life and that they're going to take your job. And so people who are insecure and people who are upset about these things go way off the deep end when it comes to this whole subject of immigration. Control of the borders of this country is important, particularly post 9/11, and something should have been done about this a long time ago. And there are stories in the news this morning that here in Denver and in New York City and other cities that money for Homeland Security is being cut. We do need to control the borders. There's no question about that. But if you dare talk about any of these topics, if you dare talk about any of these things, about getting along with people, about economics, about any of these things, then you're accused of being Mr. Open Borders. And I'll go back to what I said before with the guy who sent me the angry email. There are people involved in the undocumented alien workers, anti-workers movement who are racist. And they do not like brown people. And that's why they don't want brown people in this country. That's why they don't want them here. They're just not man and woman enough to say so. That they don't want them moving next door to them. That they want everybody to be like them. And that they're threatened culturally and that they're threatened economically. And I would hate to be in that position to be that way, to view life that way, being both threatened economically and threatened culturally by people like that. Because I don't want to be threatened by anybody. And when I say people like that, I'm talking about anybody. I welcome everybody into this country legally. And I think we can figure out a legal way to get people into this country and maintain citizenship for the 11 to 12 million that are already here without going through all of this hysterics. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk to Speaker of the House, Andrew Romanoff. And then I'll decide whether I'll take more calls or whether we'll continue the morning without phone calls here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Get the good stuff. Even with today's modern engines, an oil change every 3 months or 3,000 miles is still the most important maintenance you can do. And right now at Napa Auto Parts, you can get Valvoline conventional motor oil for just $1.99 per quart. Plus, you can get a sweatshirt featuring characters from the Disney Pixar movie Cars, free by mail, with any case purchase of Valvoline motor oil. Price does not include state and local taxes or recycling fees. Napa, get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff.
Comcastic Radio.
Let's hear a word from our sponsors.
America's number 12 hospital drama is Akron Triage.
Doctor, he's losing blood.
This is the worst paper cut I've ever seen.
Paper cut?
Yes. Seems some people have yet to switch their home phone service to Comcast Digital Voice, and as a result, they continue to write big checks to the phone company. And when you're writing checks that big,
a paper cut can be lethal.
Tune in Tuesday at 1 a.m. Pacific.
Switch to Comcast Digital Voice and get unlimited local and long distance for just $39.95 a month. That's a 20% savings over Quest. That price also includes 12 popular calling features plus voicemail.
That's Comcastic Radio, now for the skiddly diddly.
Switch to Comcast Digital Voice now for just $33 a month for an entire year. Call 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer. Not available in all areas. Certain restrictions apply. $39.95 price based on subscription to multiple Comcast services and does not include taxes and fees.
Local, national, and news from around the world.
AM 760, AKZN, 410 Denver Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. $3 gasoline is supposed to be the big bad wolf of the economy, but it didn't seem to stop most Americans from spending money on a lot of other things last month. Sales results the big chain stores are reporting this morning are much better than expected. The notable exception, says analyst Ken Perkins, is Walmart.
For Walmart, roughly a third of their customers make under $30,000 a year. When gas prices rise for these lower-income consumers, it takes up a much more proportionate impact of their disposable income.
An Army helicopter is down in central Georgia. Colquitt County Sheriff's Dispatcher Becky Perry says it crashed in a rural area near the town of Doe Run.
It might have hit one of the TV towers, and that right now the helicopter looks like it's in three sections.
And there is this late word. A local television station now is reporting that four people are confirmed dead and one injured. There were five aboard that chopper. A coalition spokesman in Baghdad says criminal behavior by military forces won't be tolerated. But in his expression of sympathy for 24 Iraqi civilians killed in Haditha last November, Major General William Caldwell called what happened an accident.
I'd like to express our heartfelt condolences to the families that lost a loved one in that accident. We mourn the loss of all innocent life, and the loss of any life is always very tragic and unfortunate.
Investigators are looking into allegations that the civilians were killed by Marines bent on revenge after a roadside bomb killed a Marine. Military officials have ordered commanders in Iraq to give all troops new training on battlefield standards. Forecasters say the hurricane season that began today could be a busy one, but may not cause as much damage as last year's. FEMA Director David Paulson says federal and local officials are taking no chances.
We're working with the state of Louisiana. We're working with the city of New Orleans. We're working with the parishes to make sure they have good evacuation plans in place. And instead of waiting for them to become overwhelmed, we're working with them as partners so we can be there by their side as they go through this process.
CBS's Jim Krasula tells us this could be an expensive year for homeowners.
Up and down the East Coast and all along the Gulf Coast, property owners are seeing their insurance premiums skyrocketing or policies being canceled. Ed Booker owns a beach house along the southern North Carolina coast.
If someone asks, isn't coastal insurance expensive? Generally, homeowners are more interested in, can I get it, versus the cost.
Insurance companies paid out $60 billion in hurricane damage claims last year, and they want to cut their financial exposure this hurricane season. Jim Krasula, CBS News, Carolina Beach, North Carolina.
In Washington, within the hour, President Bush urged the House and Senate to buckle down and pass an immigration bill that includes the guest worker program he wants.
It's a difficult task. Yet the difficulty of this task is no excuse for avoiding it.
In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are down a fraction. NASDAQ is up about six. This is CBS News.
What tobacco issues are important to you?
I do not want my kids to smoke.
Last night, Sarah went to PhilipMorrisUSA.com.
I knew I needed a few tips on what to say and how to say it if my message was going to sink in.
If you're a parent who'd like help starting the conversation with your kids about not smoking and handling peer pressure, expert advice and information is available online. Find out more. Visit PhilipMorrisUSA.com.
I want to let you in on a little secret, but before I do, could all you car dealers, bankers, and credit card companies switch over to the All Sappy Love Songs All Day Long station? Good. For the rest of you, here's the secret. FreeCreditReport.com. If you know your credit score going in, you may be able to cut a better deal on car loans, refis, even credit cards. And you'll find your free credit score and report at FreeCreditReport.com. That's the secret. Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at FreeCreditReport.com. Get the score.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Search crews and dogs will be out this morning in Rocky Mountain National Park looking for a missing hiker. 48-year-old Terry Harlan was first reported missing Sunday, but his vehicle was not found until yesterday at Trailhead Parking Area. Park spokesman Scott Stitches says a brief search was conducted after the car was found.
Where we went up to some of the campsites and some of the more popular areas of the park, didn't find any sign of him in these initial search efforts, so we'll continue the search with additional resources.
Harlan is 5 feet 7, 185 pounds from Shreveport, Louisiana. The Colorado Rockies graced the front pages of USA Today yesterday, the article talking about how the young team may be on the right track due to living a Christian lifestyle. VP and General Manager Dan O'Dowd.
You know, our focus, as we've talked about, you know, over and over again, is to focus on not just ability anymore, but a person's character.
The article reporting that no copies of Playboy or Penthouse are in the clubhouse, but that reading material includes daily newspapers, sports and car magazines, and the Bible. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, thank you, Tim. We've got a nightmare of a drive this morning. Both directions of I-25 as well as I-70 are suffering due to a couple of motivational conferences that are going on at the Pepsi Center as well as the Convention Center. Some of the speakers include Rudy Giuliani, Mike Shanahan, Steve Forbes, as well as Colin Powell. So that's where those delays are coming from. Northbounders are jamming between Surrey Ridge and Yale, and you will jam up again because of a northbound 25 crash just before 6th Avenue pulled off to the right-hand shoulder. Southbounders are jamming all the way from 120th Avenue down to Spear. Now, unfortunately, this conference lets out right around 5 p.m. in the middle of the rush hour drive later on this afternoon. So if you can, leave the office a bit early. In today's forecast, you'll see a high of about 83 degrees, and we're already at 62 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Visit Scandinavian Designs now to view their wide selection of fine, beautifully designed, affordably priced furniture for your home and office on North Wadsworth Parkway or Hampton Avenue. Or visit ScandinavianDesigns.com. That's ScandinavianDesigns.com.
I have an invention, but I don't know what to do next.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp has inventors' information for you. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-900-9241. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-900-9241. That's 1-800-900-9241.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin. On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:06, 6 minutes after 8, AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 79, partly sunny skies, thunderstorms in the forecast. Dixie Chicks tickets to give away tomorrow here on the program. On AM 760, Progressive Talk, the Chicks with the number one CD across the country. They're coming to Denver, and your chance to see them. We'll give you a chance to win the tickets before they even go on sale. And that's tomorrow. The Colorado Treasurer's Office is warning that a proposed ballot measure to return some of referendum C money to taxpayers could blast a multi-million dollar hole in the state budget. The ballot measure, called the Home Energy Adjustment Tax Rebate, calls for a limit on how much referendum C money the state could keep. The proponents of HEAT say the state would still keep $3.7 billion more than it could have collected without referendum C. Here's Speaker of the House, Andrew Romanoff. And, Mr. Speaker, good morning and welcome to the program.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning to you. It's
been a long time since we've had you on. I thought that we decided long ago about this referendum C money.
Yeah, well, this is a campaign that shows no signs of ending. I thought so, too. There was an election. It was back in November. You know, John Caldera and Bob Beaupre and Mark Holtzman were on one side of that debate. The governor and most of the legislature and you and I and 52% of the voters were on the other side. And usually election day settles these sorts of arguments, but not in this case.
So, in other words, Mr. Caldera and his friends are telling me that my vote that I cast on referendum C doesn't count now all of a sudden, or we have to re-vote the whole issue again.
Yeah, evidently this is sort of Groundhog Day all over again. You know, the truth is the fact that John and Bob and Mark and these folks were on the losing side of the debate doesn't mean, you know, that they're not free to come up with good ideas. It's just that this particular idea is not very good. You know, we won permission, and it was a tough campaign, and, you know, reasonable people, I think, could disagree, but we won permission from the voters to invest the money that comes in over the next 5 years in schools and colleges and health care and roads and bridges. You know, a majority of the folks in this state said, we believe we can do better. We're willing to use the money we're already paying in existing taxes in order to rebuild our infrastructure and shore up our education and health care systems, and we'd like you, the legislature, and the governor to do that. So we took that instruction pretty seriously, and we crafted a budget this year that matches exactly the letter and the spirit of the law. Hank Brown said it's a case of promises made, promises kept. The governor signed the budget. We're moving forward. These folks, I think, are looking backward.
You know, this is kind of like, well, we played the game, and I don't like the outcome of the game, so therefore I want to play the game again.
Yeah.
I mean, who's paying for this effort?
I don't know that. I mean, I don't know if you've had John Caldera on your show. It would be a good question to put to him. We had the same debate about who was funding the opposition to some of the Rep C and D campaign during the course of the last election, and we couldn't get a straight answer out of him.
Now, is this going to get buried along with all the other amendments, or is this going to be a bitter fight situation?
I think that's a good question. Folks are predicting this ballot to be as long or longer than any we've seen in recent memory. I do think, I will say this, the voters have displayed a remarkable sophistication in picking and choosing ballot measures to pass and kill. You know, even the decision, I think, to pass C and kill D represented, I think, a certain nuance. Folks said, we like the idea of using the money to fix up our schools and colleges and healthcare system. My dog is a little upset about it.
Yeah, he's weighing in on it as well.
But we're not so wild about D. That was the bonding measure. Folks said, this idea of going into debt or borrowing money to jumpstart some of these road repairs, that doesn't make as much sense to us. So I have not lost confidence in voters' ability to distinguish.
And then why call it the home energy adjustment tax rebate? Why not just call it the we don't like the outcome of referendum C amendment?
Well, that would be more truth in advertising. I think what's driving that, I think, is a concern on the part of a lot of these characters that, you know, the energy crisis has left them without much of a fig leaf to cover their allegiance to big oil. So they're looking for some way to show Coloradans that they do care about their heating costs and their fuel prices. The truth is that's a problem, but there are better ways to fix it. One of the things we did in this year's legislative session, thanks to folks like Bernie Busher from Grand Junction, is to increase the amount of assistance that we provide for low-income families, and better yet, to insulate their homes. And that, if you want to talk about providing relief from high energy costs, it doesn't make much sense just to pour your money down the utility bill every month. It makes more sense to make your homes more energy secure.
Yeah, you know what, it absolutely does. I just, you know, it's 8:12, 12 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Speaker of the House, Andrew Romanoff, along with his dog in the background chiming in, is any John Caldera dog. I just read this and saw it on the wires and thought, you know, this is the most, I don't know how to describe this, because I don't want to get nasty about this, but it's like, okay, we already went and decided this once before. Now we have to go back and decide this whole thing again. We've got to go back and fight it all over again. And even that, the name of the amendment is not truthful. I mean, can't can't people see through this kind of stuff?
Yes, and I think they will. And I think in November this measure will be defeated. I think you could describe it, if you're searching for a word, as a gimmick. It's sort of like what Bill Frist and the folks in Congress proposed to solve the energy crisis. They decided they should just give motorists an extra $100. And that's not a long-term solution to our energy crisis. That's just a gimmick.
All right, so if this loses, if this goes down, do you predict? Well, of course, maybe you can't predict. But would you say that this would then that would be the final nail in the coffin? It would be the end of the thing. We could get on with our lives. We could fix what needs to be fixed in Colorado. And we don't have to go through this anymore? Or are these characters going to pop back up again with some other kind of solution?
Like a bad horror movie. Yeah, I wish that I could make that prediction. I will say this. They may keep coming back to the ballot with different ways to reverse the will of the voters and undo Ref C. But I have taken a lot of comfort in an old Arabic saying, and it's appropriate given what's going on in my house right now. The dogs bark, but the caravan moves on.
Yeah. Yeah, and hopefully the caravan in this case will move on. Will the Democratic Party, and one last question, strike that about the Democratic Party. The coalition of people, both Republicans and Democrats and independents, who backed Referendum C, will they again reassemble to try to fight this measure, or do most just assume that people will see it for what it is and that the measure will just go downhill?
No, we're not taking anything for granted. And you make an excellent point, Jake, because it's not just Democrats. I've talked to a number of Republicans who were part of that Ref C coalition, a number of animals, party animals of all kinds, and they said, you know what, we fought too hard and too long to pass this measure. We're not going to let it be taken away. So, yeah, we're looking at a tough campaign if that's what it takes. And frankly, I would expect this measure to go down by an even wider margin than Ref C passed.
All right, but there is going to be a campaign against it. It's just not going to lay there on the ballot unchallenged.
That's right.
All right, good. Thank you, Speaker of the House, Andrew Rudolph, and best to your dog as well.
Thank you. Zorro, thank you, too.
Okay, you got it. See you later. There's Speaker of the House, Andrew Romanoff. That's andrewromanoff.com. And watch for that Home Energy Adjustment Tax Rebate is what these guys are calling it. And it's not really truth in advertisement, because what it really is it's designed to subvert the will of the voters that you and I, who voted for Referendum C and so wholeheartedly endorsed the idea of Referendum C. And when I saw that in the paper, as I said to the speaker, I thought, you know, here we go again. And look, the voters have already spoken on this, but I guess if we have to do it again, I guess we're going to have to do it again. And I'm not sure, and maybe you can answer this for me, and maybe I should resend my thing and take phone calls on this, because I can't answer myself on this, at 303-713-7600. I'm not sure if a long ballot helps voter turnout or hurts voter turnout. Are you more drawn to the polls if there's more to vote on, or are you turned off by the fact that there's too much? John's shaking his head that he's turned off by the fact that there's too much to go through. Would that steer you away if there was too much?
For me, a relatively new voter, Jay, I'd say the less clutter, the easier it is to go and vote. That's just me, though.
So the amendments would scare you off?
Well, they wouldn't scare me off. Now, I'm just saying, you know, to you, basically, if you just want to get more people to get out and vote, you know, try to make it less wordy. I mean, if you just make it one vote, it's a lot easier.
And, man, there's a lot of campaigns to get involved in this year, too. A lot of stuff to fight. Because I'm definitely interested in getting into this whole thing with this against this home energy adjustment tax rebate thing. I'm definitely interested in getting into that. All right, let me grab a couple of calls before we talk to the ACLU at 8:30. 303-713-7600. Don't make me threaten to have a no-call ban again. It got ugly last time, and we could get ugly again this time. I got four open lines, so fill them up and let's hear from you. Does having a longer ballot induce you to go to the polls, or do you think it turns people off?
Thunder Mountain Harley-Davidson rocks the front range as they present the Bluesman Rhythm and Soul Review Friday, June 2nd at Chris Hyatt Tribute to Stevie Ray Vaughan, Saturday, June 3rd in the newest outdoor amphitheater in northern Colorado. Thunder Mountain. Tickets are only $10 each night. Get them at Thunder Mountain. Or the Good Guys Car Show, June 2nd and 3rd. The Bluesman Rhythm and Soul Review at Chris Hyatt, June 3rd. Under the Stars at Thunder Mountain Harley-Davidson, I-25 and Cross Roads Boulevard, Loveland. Thunder Mountain. Thunder Mountain Harley. Thunder Mountain Harley Davidson. Thunder Mountain.
And Spear. Southbound I-25 is also jamming up between 100 and 20th and Spear, and both directions of I-70 are especially thick as well. Westbounders are jammed between 225 and Havana, and across your eastbound routes, watch for thick traffic between I-25 and Brighton Boulevard. In today's forecast, we're going to see that high of about 85 degrees, and currently we are at 64 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
The Home Depot has everything you need to make your garden look absolutely stunning. Right now, you'll find a huge variety of fresh, nursery-quality plants grown locally at guaranteed everyday low prices. Stop by the Home Depot today to make your garden beautiful.
Denver Broncos Fan Fair at Invesco Field in Mile High.
Let's go, baby, let's go.
Saturday, June 3rd and Sunday, June 4th.
Nothing better to do all Sunday, baby.
Over the 2 days, you'll have the chance to meet every Broncos player, coach, and cheerleader. Plus, you can play games, take pictures, and get autographs from your favorite Broncos and select Broncos alumni. And great activities for kids. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster Outlets and the Invesco Field at Mile High box office.
This is Mike Shanahan. Denver, it's showtime.
For more information, go to denverbroncos.com/fanfare.
Get ready, the chicks are on the loose again.
Will I ever get to heaven now?
The Dixie Chicks, live in concert.
Cowboy, take me away.
September 24th at Pepsi Center. They said their piece.
I'm ready to make nice. I'm not ready to bend.
They held their ground. Now get ready. The Dixie Chicks. September 24th at Pepsi Center. The Accidents and Accusations Tour. Tickets on sale Saturday, June 3rd at 10 a.m. at the Pepsi Center box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, Ticketmaster.com, or charge by phone, 303-830-TICKS or 719-520-9090. Check out DixieChicks.com for all the news. The Dixie Chicks, produced by AEG Live.
Top three reasons I see a storm door in my future. Number three, it's the perfect picture frame for our front door. Number two, feeling the cool summer night's breeze without mosquitoes. And number one, I can get an Anderson storm door installed for $57.
The Home Depot has your storm door. Right now, get any Anderson-branded storm door installed through us, and basic installation is only $57. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through June 7th at U.S. Home Depot stores only. Additional charges may apply. Savings vary by market. See store for license numbers.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Gas prices are outrageous, and poor gas mileage is a waste of money. Get to AutoZone and tune up your car now. It could save you up to $150 a year in gas. Install new spark plugs and plug wires. Replace your air filter and fuel filter, and add a bottle of fuel injector cleaner to your tank. Stop throwing money away. The pros at AutoZone have the parts and advice you need to help you save money on gas now. So get in the zone. AutoZone.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and get ready to join AM 760 Progressive Talk for the second annual Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate Women's Only 8K.
Registration begins at $35.
With portions of the proceeds benefiting Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Denver,
as well as the gathering place.
Log on to am760.net. It's the Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate 8K with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Under a bad sign. I've been down so long, I've only begun to crawl. Hey, 21 minutes after 8. High today, 79, partly sunny with thunderstorms. Jay Marvin on the program, the Questions, Conventional Wisdom, and Authority. Nice to have you along. Got the ACLU coming up at 8:30. We'll talk about their privacy campaign that they've got going on. Plus, another ACLU lawsuit is in the works. This one is a group of people who were kicked out of a Rick Santorum event. And we'll ask the representative from the ACLU about that as well. But right now I'm asking you this. With this whole heat and energy, this Home Energy Adjustment Act, adjustment tax rebate on the ballot, and Speaker of the House Andrew Romanoff just minutes ago on this show saying that the ballot is probably going to be longer than it's ever been, does that deter or encourage voters? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Mark in Denver. Mark, you're on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Go ahead.
Morning. Sorry, I'm first-time caller here, kind of a little nervous.
Don't worry about it. You're doing fine.
Well, I would definitely say that on the ballot issue, having a lot of issues on the ballot is a turnoff to voters. I'd also say that, you know, the language that you see a lot of times on the ballot issues, you know, you try to read it to understand what it is you're voting about. And, you know, it's full of such legalese jargon that you really can't even understand what it is you're trying to vote on, even if you tried to inform yourself beforehand.
I wonder how many people go and instead of voting on all these amendments, they just leave them blank because they're not sure what they say, so they don't want to take a chance either way.
Yeah, and, you know, also, you know, then, of course, you got the, like, almost Florida-like issues where you look across and you're trying to decide, okay, is that where I'm supposed to vote? Is that where I'm supposed to punch the hole out? That kind of thing. So a lot of times it can really get crazy just trying to be an informed voter and vote, you know?
Yeah, plus the number of ballots on the ballot, the number of initiatives on the ballot also, too, slows down the voting time.
Yeah, definitely.
So,
would it be okay if I weighed in a little bit on the immigration issue?
Oh, yeah,
as well?
Sure. Go ahead. I don't care.
Okay. You know, you were talking about the racial issue earlier, and my wife is Hispanic. Her mother is Hispanic, and her family, my mother-in-law's family, have lived in Texas for many generations. But they themselves refer to the newcomers in kind of a derogatory way. They call them cheddars, which I have to admit I don't really understand what that is supposed to imply, but they have, a derogatory term that they refer to them as. So I don't think it's really necessarily just white, you know, Republicans that refer in a negative way to the newcomers. You know what I mean?
No, I wasn't meaning to infer that it was only white Republicans. I think it's people in general have trouble with people who they don't know, or have trouble with people who are different than themselves, or have a tendency at times to look down on other people, even of their own race. You know, they invoke status and class and all of that kind of stuff, into the mixture, as opposed to saying, okay, well, listen, I mean, here's the reason that people want to come here. This is the reason that they want to do it. They want to do it out of economic interest, and that there's got to be a humane way to work all of this out without all of the hysteria. But what I hear from the anti-immigration people is this constant mantra of illegality. They're ripping you off. They're taking what they don't deserve. On and on and on and on and on. Where to me, you know what? You got a historic, historic chance here to open up a discussion about workers' rights, about protection of workers, about workers' wages. You've got a historic chance here now to discuss the role of newcomers in society and human nature. And there's so many things to get into, including our relationship with our neighbors to the south. And yet we don't have any of that. It's the same grinding thing day after day after day after day, until you can almost, I mean, it's just predictable.
Well, I would agree, I mean, on a number of ways. I mean, first of all, you know, America really found that when you welcomed immigrants like Italians or Jews, you really found that a lot of these new immigrants were astonishingly loyal Americans. I mean, they would join the military. They fought in World War I and World War II in large numbers. And they were, you know, willing, hard workers. I mean, I've worked in construction and I've seen a lot of these Spanish guys. They are very hard working people.
So why wouldn't we want them?
Well, I think it's just the idea that, oh my God, we have 12. I mean, it's almost like welcoming in the Visigoths into Rome or something like that. You know, 12 million Visigoths suddenly come in and say, hi, we want citizenship, you know, and of course it freaked out the Romans, you know. So it's the same sort of thing here, you know, that it's so many people that we're kind of wondering, what will it do to our economy? What will it do to
They won't do anything to us. What will it do to us?
In the short term, I think, cause a drain on resources, particularly for the government.
But the government is being drained of resources by these unparalleled, ridiculous tax cuts, no bid contracts, all kinds of financial hocus pocus that goes on
on the federal level, and it pales
in comparison to what immigrants would cost us.
Agreed. We need to actually, of course, we need to get some real leadership in and really start to decide, okay, what are we going to do about these issues? Let's get them done. Let's move on into an actual new century and new millennium. But thank you very much for letting me talk to you today.
Well, hey, man, you don't have to thank me. Thank you for participating. Thanks for calling up, and it's a real pleasure to have you on, and I hope you'll do it again.
Okay.
All right, have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Sean in Boulder, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hi, Jay. It's Sean.
Hey.
I wanted to chime in on the ballot issue because I didn't want to let you down. I seem a little upset at your listeners this morning. I think along the ballot issue.
Nobody wants to call. I should just like take no calls for the rest of the day.
No, they do want to call. I wanted to call. I just couldn't until now. I think a longer ballot will deter voter turnout, and that ties into a more general comment that I think that there is a large part of this country that doesn't understand what obligation is and social obligation, and that ties into the last two elections. It ties into the lack of direction that this country seems to have in political exchange. Why we allow Bush and his cronies to get into the White House in the first place is because the people who would be affected by this thing initially didn't respond. And I do see a wave of people coming back into the system. But, for instance, I personally believe my last two presidential votes didn't matter. And I understand a lot of people who say, well, why should I vote if they're just going to cheat the election from us? Another example of how I think this country is big on talk but short on walk is, for instance, Social Security. The original Social Security system was designed to take care of people after they retire for about 3 years. Now people are living 12, 15, 18 years and expecting to be paid when the money they put into the system is long exhausted after 5 years. And yet, if you talk about realigning that system to make it more reasonable to lower costs, people go nuts. Oh, well, I've earned that. We just don't have a sense in this country that part of being in this country requires a certain amount of sacrifice.
Well, I could go on that for 2 hours, and I've talked about it before, and I don't mean to cut you off, and I'm running out of time here. But
I understand.
You know what? I welcome you to call back anytime. We have open phones, and I'd love to get into a longer discussion with you about this. I really would. Sean, thank you, man. I appreciate
sure.
appreciate your call.
All right.
It's 8:31, 29 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Here's Miss Persnickety, with a look at traffic, Amelia Earhart, her motivational conference report, in which Colin Powell is in town. I wonder if he would like to answer my question about those aluminum tubes at the UN.
You know what, Jay? I'm not trying to give you a hard time.
Yes, you are.
Okay, maybe.
But I love you anyway. Go ahead.
I know. All right. Well, we still have big problems across this morning's drive. We got a crash along westbound I-70 right at Kipling. The left and center lanes of the highway are blocked up because of a two-car crash here with delays across both eastbound and westbound I-70. I-25 is still in major trouble as well. That due to those motivational conferences where speakers like Rudy Giuliani and Steve Forbes are coming into town. So northbound I-25 is jamming coming out of the tech center. Actually, south of here, beginning right around Lincoln Avenue, that continues all the way up towards Yale and settles in once again heading up north of 6th Avenue. Now, southbound I-25 is still jammed all the way from 120th Street down towards Spear, and that's not going to let up until later on in this morning's drive. And do keep in mind that conference lets out right around 5 p.m., so your afternoon drive home is going to be a struggle as well. In today's forecast, you're going to see a high.
This computer is driving me crazy.
Relax. Save your sanity. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Don't spend a fortune getting your computer fixed. Starting at less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and make your computer run like new.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or go to pc-answers.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
Coors Light Live welcomes VH1 Classic presents Poison, the hottest rock concert of the summer. Poison, 20th anniversary world tour. Red Michaels, Bobby Dahl, CC DeVille, Ricky Rogers. And joining the party, Cinderella, July 16th at Coors Amphitheater. Poison, bringing the biggest show on the road this summer. 20 years of hits.
This is Brett Michaels personally inviting you to the party.
Poison with Cinderella. Special guest, Rock's new Bad Boys and Denver After. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster locations or HOV.com. Log on to PoisonWeb.com and BrettMichaels.com for more. Pick up their brand new CD, 20 Years of Rock, in stores now.
Part of the Coors Light Live Concert Series, produced by House of Blues Concerts.
Free bottle of Iceland Health Omega 3. Our pharmaceutical grade Omega 3s have twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Iceland Health Omega 3 can help you experience better sleep, memory, and skin, even relief from joint pain.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
I tell you what, I get up in the morning and I'm moving. No more stiffness, you know, just going.
Find out how to get your free bottle of Omega 3 and feel the difference for yourself. Call 1-800-400-4194. For your free bottle, call 1-800-400-4194. 1-800-400-4194.
I'm Mark Major with Aspen Tire, and I want to earn your tire business with multiple locations, the best pricing on tires, and the best customer service in the industry. Shop the competition, then call Aspen Tire. 888-401-AUTO. That's 888-401-AUTO.
The Army National Guard.
My name's Robert Elliott. I joined the Guard on my 17th birthday. I'm actually going to be one of the first grandkids in my family to go to college. The Guard's paying for my college and my books. The time I served in the Guard taught me a lot. It's also enabling me to make my life better by paying for college, teaching me the life's lessons that I just wouldn't have received. Hear the story about how the Guard changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
The 3v3 Live Soccer Tournament is rolling into Clement Park June 17th and 18th. Show off your foot skills to win it all. Head to 3on3live.com to register your team by June 9th. Powered by Verizon Wireless.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:35, 25 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Nice to have you along here. High today, 79. Partly sunny, some thunderstorms in the forecast. Jay Marvin along with you. Don't forget Dixie Chicks tickets to give away. That's hard to say all in one word like that, all in one phrase like that. Dixie Chicks tickets to give away tomorrow morning. The Dixie Chicks coming to town, and we'll give you a shot at the tickets before even the Dixie Chicks tickets go on sale. And if you want more information about this, go to am760.net, and you can find out more about the Dixie Chicks tickets. All right, we're going to talk to Barry Steinhardt from the American Civil Liberties Union. The ACLU has filed complaints in more than 20 states over allegations that phone companies shared customer records with the government's biggest spy agency. The filed complaints with state utility commissions and attorney generals and demanded that the Federal Communications Commission look into the matter. And let's say good morning to Barry. Barry, good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning.
And it's good to, as a card-carrying member of the ACLU, it's good to have you on.
Well, thank you. Glad to hear that.
Yeah, you betcha. Wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah, don't leave home without it.
Yeah, don't leave home without your ACLU card. Go to ACLU.org and join now. Talk a little bit about these lawsuits and about the states that you filed in.
Well, as you said, we filed in about 20 states. They're not actually lawsuits. They are formal complaints with the State Public Utilities Commission, which has in the states, which range for literally from Maine to California, Maine to Washington State, I guess would be more geographically correct. There are states that they've been filed in states where the Public Utilities Commissions have the authority to investigate whether or not the companies under their jurisdiction have abided by the law. And if they have not, the right to order them to stop.
So, in other words, rather than doing this on a federal level, you're doing it on a state and state level then?
Well, we're covering all the bases. We also filed with the Federal Communications Commission, but unfortunately, the FCC has taken the position that they're not going to investigate because the federal government will invoke what is known as the state secrets privilege. You know, we're, in many respects, we're in the worst of both worlds here. We definitely have a government that's abusing its power, but insists on doing it secretly.
Well, you know, the FCC has kind of become kind of an industry shill organization, though, really, hasn't it?
Well, in this case, I think the FCC is acting on behalf of of the Bush administration, and they made it pretty clear. Now, I should say, in fairness here, it's not even the whole FCC. It's only Commissioner, who's the chairman, Kevin Martin, who on his own sent a letter to Congressman Ed Markey of Massachusetts, who had asked for an investigation as well, saying that they could not investigate. He did that without apparently consulting the other commissioners.
And can't the other commissioners overrule him?
Well, the problem is that, as you say, right now the commission is split along these bipartisan lines, 2-2, and President Bush has just nominated, I believe she was confirmed by the Senate, a fifth member. So, in effect, the administration controls 3 votes.
On the state level, how much luck do you think you'll have there?
Well, some states have already said they're going to investigate. I mean, Maine, Vermont have already indicated that they do plan to investigate. The federal government is already coming in and offering the utilities asserting this essentially on their behalf, claiming that whether or not they are in fact using telephone company records and personal records of individual communicators is a state secret. And when I use that word, I'm not being hyperbolic here. That is actually the word they use. And it just seems to me that it cannot be a state secret whether or not our government is spying on hundreds of millions of Americans. We're not asking to know what specific box they're using or what even specifically who they're spying on. We just want to know the basic details here. Are they in fact getting from America's major telecommunications companies the records of our communications?
And for those people who don't know, let's make it clear we're talking about the NSA spying situation. And Quest said they never gave them the numbers. And then Verizon, I think it is, has refused to confirm one way or the other whether they did it or not. So we don't really know. We don't know whose records and how much of it got ended up and where, basically.
Well, we're not sure about Quest. I realize you're all from Denver, so that's Quest territory. We're not sure about Quest. What's happened is that the prior CEO of Quest says it wasn't done on his watch. I don't know. Quest has actually issued a statement about their current practices. Verizon has been playing it totally cute. They issued a statement saying that that they had not turned over any records to the NSA, but then they qualified it by saying, as of 4 months ago, we hadn't turned over any records to the NSA. And what was interesting about that four-month line was that that's essentially the point at which Verizon, rather, took over another big phone company that is phone service that is most likely the source of these records. So I wouldn't take that anything but a grain of salt. And of course, beyond that, the Bush administration issued an executive order
that allows the companies to, in the name, you know, in the name of national security, to essentially lie about what they're doing, and to be immune from the kinds of suits that are ordinarily brought against a public company if they lie about a material fact in that way. So we're really kind of, you know, we're just essentially it's Alice in Wonderlandville here. We're looking through the looking glass and not sure what it is we're seeing.
You ever remember civil liberties being this threatened before?
Well, civil liberties have frequently been threatened in American history before. What is essentially new here?
But I'm talking about like in current years here or in your lifetime, I guess.
Well, you know, I got a long history here, but the what I was going to say is that what is different here is the sheer technological power that's in the hands of many people, but most especially the federal government. I mean, think about what apparently has been done here. We're not the only ones who believe this. There have been stories in the New York Times, the Washington Post, Wired News. What they have done is they have literally, it appears, gotten the records, the phone records, of 200 million Americans. Now, to our knowledge, nothing like that has ever been done before. Or was even technologically possible, but now it is. We just live in a world where records are collected, and it's none of this is easy or trivial, but they're accessible if you go to the right places, and frequently they're accessible in ways that, you know, the NSA or somebody else can use them. That's a whole new ballgame that just wasn't true for those of us who lived through earlier periods where we had federal governments that abused its power.
Boy, it's really scary. 8:43, 43 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking to Barry Steinhardt from the ACLU. Tell us, before we run out of time here, tell us a little bit about the Technology and Liberty Project.
Sure. Well, we're a project of the ACLU that focuses on what it sounds like, the intersection between civil liberties and new technologies. We're not Luddites, you know, we're not saying smash the technologies, but what we are saying is that new technologies are changing circumstances. I mean, one of the ways that is changing our world is it makes a kind of a surveillance society possible, and, you know, that would not have been literally possible, in 1984 is now in 2006 literally possible. We need to catch up with the technology, to catch up with new protections in law and in practice, or that technology is going to overrun us.
Well, let's hope George W. Bush is not Winston Smith.
Well, he doesn't have to be Winston Smith. I mean, this is a president who clearly has abused his power. It's an administration that abuses its power, insists on doing it secretly. But even had the Bush administration not been in place, so sort of brazenly abusing that power, the fact is that that more and more abuses are possible now, simply because the technology puts these tools in the hands of the federal government that didn't have before.
Maybe I just should rephrase that. Let's hope that we're not Winston Smith.
Well, let's hope that we're not Winston Smith. Is right, and you know, one of the questions, of course, we have just to further. I find myself in a position where sometimes, you know, what I might have offered a year ago, you know, which might have sounded paranoid, now sounds as if it's understating it. One of the things that we are quite concerned about is that there was a program known as the Total Information Awareness Program that was a product of the mind of Admiral John Poindexter. For those who remember Admiral Poindexter, he was
Mr. Lawbreaker in the Iran-Contra.
Exactly, and he was building this Total Information Awareness Program for the Defense Department, for DARPA, their research arm, and the notion of Total Information Awareness was exactly what it sounded like. Which was to go out there and find every scrap of information you could about everyone, and attempt then to analyze that information, to look for, you know, terrorists, or look for lawbreakers, or look for people who were outside the mainstream. We thought the Congress had had put an end to the Total Information Awareness Program through what was known as the Wyden Amendment. It turns out the Wyden Amendment had a kind of a secret addendum to it that put portions of TIA into the what's known as the black budget of the Pentagon, the secret portions of the Pentagon.
No, that's not good.
And there's now suggestions that the TIA program, or what exists, what continues to exist of it, has been married up with data that the NSA is collecting from telecommunications companies. That's pretty frightening. One of the things that Admiral Poindexter suggested he wanted back, this is not so long ago, this is only about 3 years ago, that he suggested he wanted was telecommunications records along with all the other records that are available. And some of us have scratched our heads a bit about where he was going to get those telecommunications records because they were protected by law. But now, you know, no longer do we have any doubt about where they could get those records.
Mm. Scary. Barry Steinhardt from the ACLU, Director of the Technology and Liberty Project. I urge everybody to go to ACLU.org. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Appreciate being on the program.
Sure thing.
All right.
Sure.
Thank you so much. All right. Go to ACLU.org. Join because it's the best organization around. We'll open up the phones at 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about until 9:30, at which time we'll talk about Haditha and what went on there. 303-713-7600 now, though. Anything you want to talk about, four lines open here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Still no relief across I-70 this morning. Westbounders are tied up at Kipling because of a crash blocking up those left and center lanes. Now eastbounders are slowing as well due to Curiosity slowing, and across the Boulder Turnpike of a new crash eastbound right at Federal that's pulled off to the right-hand shoulder. Now eastbounders closer into the Boulder driver also dealing with a crash involving a car and a deer. In today's forecast, we'll see that high up around 83 degrees with a chance for showers later on today. We're already at 62 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Donor Alliance is enhancing lives through organ and tissue donation. Sign up today to be an organ and tissue donor by visiting ColoradoDonorRegistry.org. For more information on organ and tissue donation and to sign up, go to ColoradoDonorRegistry.org.
Al Franken.
Senate had passed an amendment to make English the official national language, which we frankly thought was sort of unnecessary. It's like an unnecessary law. So we came up with a few unnecessary laws of our own. Make Base 10 the official numeral system in the United States. All business in this country has to be conducted in Base 10. We also made Fahrenheit the official American temperature scale. And the right hand is the official hand to use in American handshake, unless there is no right hand available.
The Al Franken Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-700-1785. That's 1-800-700-1785. 1-800-700-1785.
8:50, 10 minutes away from 9 o'clock on AM 760, Progressive Talk. American artist Norman Rockwell once said that if a picture wasn't going well, well, we just stick a puppy dog into it. And you know what? Dogs are great. I mean, you take yesterday, I got home, I was so tired after doing this show. I've just been really tired the last couple of days. And Coco sensed it, my Welsh Corgi, and she was like right there. And just wanted to cheer me up. And I wasn't even, you know, down. I was just tired. And, you know, if you love your dogs as much as we love ours, or your dog as much as we love our dogs, then what you feed your dogs is very, very, very important. We took the Purina One 30-Day Challenge years ago. Our dogs have been on Purina One since they've been puppies. And the healthy signs there are evident. Our vet notices it. Everybody notices it. Clean teeth. Healthy skin and coat, high energy level, healthy gums, and you know what? It's true. You can change your dog's health for the better with a pet food that can make a big change, and Purina One is that pet food. So if you're ready to see the Purina One difference for yourself, why don't you take the Purina One 30-Day Challenge by calling 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK for a free 4-pound bag of Purina One that's right for your puppy, adult or senior dog, or go to the Purina One website. That's PurinaOneChallenge.com.
Meet Scott and Judy, two local business owners.
Building my construction business has been a real adventure. A bit scary at times, but definitely worth the trip.
I'm proud that my health clinic has helped lots of people, but sometimes it's me that needs a little help with my business.
Scott and Judy want what's best for their businesses, so it's only natural that they surround themselves with people who care as much as they do. That's why business owners like them want Citywide Banks at their side. For more than 40 years, we have helped local businesses like yours by listening to you and providing the financial tools and advice you need when you need them. Ask any of our business clients and they'll tell you Citywide Banks has been there for them every step of the way. They'll also tell you we're the first in line to shake their hand when it's time to celebrate.
Citywide Banks really cares about my clinic, and that's why they're the right bank for my business.
Discover business banking with the human touch. Citywide Banks, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Here's good news for anyone who's paying too much for their cable service. Dish Network has now drastically slashed its price to just half the cost of cable. To just a month. I'm sorry, what? Oh, really? Okay, it seems the Dish Network price is now too low to say on the radio. So I'll just repeat that Dish Network is now half the cost of cable. But that's not all I can say. Oh, no. Order Dish Network now and you'll get 1 free month of our most popular programming. Plus a complete Dish Network system installed with 4 receivers and a brand new Dish Network DVR recorder. All free. And now you can try it all risk-free for 30 days. So even though I can't say Dish Network is now... I can say it's half the price of cable with a 30-day money-back guarantee. No! Call Dish Direct now at 1-800-400-1218. But hurry, this is a limited-time offer for new customers only. Call 1-800-400-1218. That's 1-800-400-1218.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Who? Those doors. 854. 54 minutes past the hour. High today, 79. Low, 53. Who cares? High today, 79. I already said that I did. Thundershowers out there. AM 760, Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin. I'm just having a tough time here this morning. Last couple of mornings. Yesterday was easy, though, with Todd in here, but part of it is the cold, and part of it is I've just been incredibly tired. And I don't know if that comes with the change of seasons or not, that happens. And I always have trouble when it changes from fall to summer, or like fall to winter, or winter to spring, or spring to summer. And I don't know if that's just a mental health thing, or what it is that drives that. But I do. And don't laugh, John, because you know what? Tell everybody what you were doing this morning. You were laying up there on top of the deal, sleeping this morning at 5:30 before we got on the air.
I was laying on the countertop. I didn't get about a 10-minute power nap in.
Yeah, I mean, we were power napping in here. It's disgusting. And now I'm sitting here and I'm looped all over the place, all morning long. It's like, God, if we pull this show out, it'll be a freaking miracle. We don't get fired. All right, it's open phones. Anything you want to talk about, we'll do it. And let's go to, let's see here. Is that Jacques or Jackie in Westminster? Hi, you're on. You're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hello, Jay.
Hey.
This is Jacques. I'm Jacques with Firefall.
Oh, hi. How are you?
We've talked a number of times.
Yeah,
sir,
sure.
And, I just wanted to tell you that I really enjoyed the show yesterday with Todd, and you guys were a good foil for each other, and he's a very well-read and great guy.
Yeah, I think he is too.
It was very cool. Since it's open phones, I just thought I'd mention about the whole Jack Murtha thing, and you know, and how everybody's attacking him, you know, about really kind of pushing this the massacre thing and the cover up and all that, and it's like, our guys over there are so stressed out with the three tours, or they don't let them come home, and just this illegal keeping them on over and over and over again with there's not enough troops over there. There hasn't been probably from the get-go. It's just, you know, stuff like that, as terrible as it is, happens when your troops are, you know, stretched to the limit.
Yeah, a lot of those guys have been over there in, you know, second and third rotations, and they're in very stressful situations, and they're in situations where they don't know, you know, who the enemy is, and it's, you know, the whole Haditha thing is a mess. The question I have about it is how did it get covered up for 6 months?
Well, I mean, that's kind of easy when, you know, how did, you know, I mean, the administration has, you know, more. They're more worried about putting out fires and deflecting, you know, and stuff to keep people's eyes off of what's really going
well,
on.
How far does it go up? And who covered up what? I mean, that's what Murtha's saying. How did it take six months and who was involved in it? And I think that the American people, I think that we're all owed an answer on it as to who covered up what and why it took 6 months.
I just wish that more senators, Republican or Democrat, would just realize how screwed up everything is and demand some investigations on the wiretapping, on the massacre, on all this stuff. It's just the administration, has a stranglehold on information. And until somebody stands up, you know, like Feingold, you know, and says the president is breaking the law,
well,
I mean,
they've abrogated their responsibility. That's why they're a rubber-stamp Congress, and it does no one any good. And the checks and balances in Washington are broken, and that's why it's up to us to fix them. Jacques, take care, man. Appreciate the call.
Have a great one. And Jay, you're doing good this morning, man. Don't put yourself down. You're doing great.
I'm trying. I'm struggling through. All right, we'll continue with open phones. Everybody, hang on. I got one line open at 303-713-7600. We'll take more of your calls coming up after a 9, including Cornelia, who's on the line in Denver. She sticks around against illegal immigration, and she hates being called a racist, and we'll confront that after 9 o'clock.
I couldn't be happier with my Regency Bristol windows. Hi, I'm Dave Logan. The decision to put in the Bristol triple pane window has saved me thousands of dollars. They guarantee that it will save you at least 47% on your energy bill, too. Log on to bristolwindows.com and register to win a house full of windows absolutely free. Call Regency Bristol Windows at 303-233-0833 or go to bristolwindows.com.
Find out how affordable quality can be.
Radio. Let's hear a word from our sponsors.
America's number 12 hospital drama is Akron Triage.
Doctor, he's losing blood.
This is the worst paper cut I've ever seen.
Paper cut?
Yes, seems some people have yet to switch their home phone service to Comcast Digital Voice, and as a result, they continue to write big checks to the phone company. And when you're writing checks that big,
a paper cut can be lethal.
Tune in Tuesday at 1 a.m. Pacific.
Switch to Comcast Digital Voice and get unlimited local and long distance for just $39.95 a month. That's a 20% savings over Quest. That price also includes 12 popular calling features plus voicemail.
That's Comcastic Radio. Now for the Skiddly Diddly.
Switch to Comcast Digital Voice now for just $33 a month for an entire year. Call 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer. Not available in all areas. Certain restrictions apply. $39.95 price based on subscription to multiple Comcast services and does not include taxes and fees.
Get away this weekend for a real Colorado vacation. The Crosty Bar Trout Ranch offers the finest wild trout fishing from four crystal clear lakes near the spectacular Sangre de Cristos. Bring the whole family and stay in a cabin or at the RV parking campground. Go hiking, mountain biking, and the staff can also arrange horseback riding, whitewater rafting, and jeep tours. It's a Rocky Mountain family adventure at the Crosty Bar Trout Ranch, 1 hour southwest of Colorado Springs. For more information, call 1-800-453-4379.
Wrenching stories. Muhammad declined the chance to address the judge before the judge imposed the sentence.
The killings were part of a spree carried out with Lee Boyd Malvo that left 10 dead in the Washington, D.C. area. 4 of 5 soldiers have been killed in the crash of an Army helicopter in rural South Georgia. Reporter Angelica Alvarez of CBS affiliate WCTV in Tallahassee, Florida, has details from the scene.
An Army helicopter clipped a guide wire. The helicopter was reportedly on its way from Hunter Army Airfield in Savannah, Georgia, to Fort Rucker in Alabama. Sheriff Al Whittington of Colquitt County confirmed out of the 5 passengers, 4 are dead and 1 survived.
Now, the condition of the survivors not known. Officials say they don't know if the chopper was in trouble before it hit the tower wire. The orders have gone out following reports that some Marines may have killed innocent Iraqi civilians in Haditha last November. All the troops in Iraq will be getting a refresher course in battlefield rules. CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland, a retired Army colonel, says he can't recall anything like it during his career.
This is where the chain of command has got to step in immediately and reinstall discipline and what is appropriate. Otherwise, obviously, any armed force becomes nothing more than a mob.
Well, CBS News correspondent Kimberly Dozier is conscious and communicating with people at her bedside 4 days after a Baghdad bombing critically wounded her. CBS News correspondent Elaine Cobb, who's at the Landstuhl Medical Center in Germany, says Kimberly isn't able to speak but has been writing notes.
Her first question today was, what happened to my crew? And that's when she learned for the first time that cameraman Paul Douglas and Sam and James Brolin didn't make it. Her parents said she slumped in the bed when she heard the news and turned her head to the side and closed her eyes.
The bodies of Paul Douglas and James Brolin have arrived in London today. Two families in a tragic turn of events. CBS News correspondent Jim Shenevy explains.
It's almost too bizarre to imagine two college students with similar features, blonde hair, height and build, involved in a van crash that killed 5 of the 10 people aboard. The family of Whitney Surak was told that she had died. The parents of Laura Van Rijn kept watch at her hospital bed, praying for her recovery. But after 5 weeks, the truth was learned. There'd been a mix-up. Van Rijn was killed. It was Whitney Surak in the hospital bed. And it's not just the families who are upset, fellow students.
I guess I feel like we're all starting right where we were again, just starting the grieving all over again.
Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 32, the Nasdaq 14. This is CBS News.
All right, everybody knows that safety belts save lives. Blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort. Click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Every year I get itchier and itchier.
Honey, you're going to scratch your skin off.
As we age, skin is more prone to itching. And boy, scratching can do real damage. New maximum strength lanacane penetrates skin twice as fast with powerful itch-stopping medicine. Plus an antibacterial helps kill germs. Ah, that's better.
I haven't seen digging like that since you put in the petunias.
New maximum strength lanacane stops the itch, saves your skin. Use only as directed.
Today marks the start of the hurricane season, and FEMA Director David Paulison says with a large number of evacuees from last year, officials will pay special attention to new storms.
We need to watch it very carefully. We have tens of thousands of people in travel trailers. They're going to have to be evacuated even in a tropical storm or Category 1 hurricane.
Especially hard hit last year, South Louisiana.
Hurricane Katrina swept away entire towns and devastated the fishing industry here. An estimated 80% of the boats were lost, fisherman Webley Bourgeois.
All our wetlands destroyed.
With a population of only 15,000 before the storm, the federal government may not significantly heighten levies here because of the cost, which angers parish president Benny Roussel.
Tell me what each one of those lives is worth to this country.
There is also a culture here that 82-year-old Winnie Ancar fears could be lost forever.
That's our real life. We've got to come back.
Cammy McCormick, CBS News, Port Sulphur, Louisiana.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. A hiker is missing at Rocky Mountain National Park. Park spokesman Scott Stitcha says Terry Harlan was first reported missing earlier this week.
He's 48 years old from Shreveport, Louisiana. There was a missing person report issued for Harlan on May 28th, and the park rangers located his vehicle at the Colorado River trailhead in the parking area.
A brief search of campgrounds and gathering points was conducted yesterday. Search crews and dogs are out this morning. Harlan is 5 feet 7, 185 pounds. The National Transportation Safety Board says the accident that killed a family of three when a steel girder collapsed on I-70 2 years ago should have never happened. The mother of Anita Post says her daughter, son-in-law, and grandchild died because of the contractor's negligence, and it's sickening that her family has lost two generations. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Tim. Well, this morning's drive is very slow to drain off this morning. In fact, we've still got a crash working along westbound I-70 right at Kipling. Two cars are tied up in that left-hand lane with delays across both directions of I-70. Across the turnpike, we had a earlier crash eastbound right at Federal. That's now cleared off to the shoulder, but we still have slow traffic in the area. And across southbound I-25, we're still looking at jamming beginning at 100 and 4th Avenue, continuing down towards Spear. Northbound lanes of I-25 are especially jammed in the tech center coming across I-225. In today's forecast, we'll see our high.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Dork is back with their brand new album, Suck It. Join Denver's own Dork as they celebrate the release of their new disc, Friday, June 2nd at Rock Island for an all-ages show. Suck It, the new album from Dork, includes the new single, F-I-I-K, featuring Stefan Egerton of The Descendants. The Dork Suck It CD Release Party, June 2nd at Rock Island, 1614 15th Street. All ages, $8, doors at 6:30. And don't miss Dork on their third year with the band's Warped Tour. Check WeAreDork.com for details.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit Engel Homes. Colorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's E-N-G-L-E Homes Colorado.com.
Now we would call ourselves progressives, is that this knee-jerk reaction on the part of a lot of liberals to brand people who are against illegal alien immigration as racist, that they are playing into the hands of the corporation and the George Bush neocons that are on the side of the corporations so that they can get cheap labor, so that they can break the unions, so that they can bring in voters who will be traditionally anti-abortion, anti-union, anti-gay. And that is usually the Catholic Hispanic tradition. And people don't think about it. They're just knee-jerk reactionaries about this, and to call us racist, I think is shorthand, I think it's lazy, and I don't think it's really very thoughtful.
I don't think anybody's calling you directly a racist, but I think that if you go and look at some of the people that are involved in the anti-immigration movement, the anti-illegal immigration movement or undocumented worker immigration movement, they have racist backgrounds. They are racists. I mean, Lou Dobbs on CNN got caught using a graphic. We talked about it on Tuesday during the Media Matters segment, where he got caught using from the White Citizens Council or some organization like that, which is a racist organization, and he put it up on network television. And a lot of the people that are involved in this stuff, they're doing it out of racism and lack of understanding of the conditions of what's going on around them and the conditions that cause what's happening, and a definite dose of a lack of humanity towards other human beings. I don't have any disagreement with you at all about workers, about wages, about any of that stuff. I think it's a historic opportunity to open up those discussions and start to talk about the fact about why we haven't had a raise in the minimum wage since 1997, and why we don't have a livable wage law, in this country, and that a guest worker program without any labor rights is basically a serfdom type of situation, But you know what? Let's break this down and let's look at it logically and sensibly. First of all, the people who are coming here are not coming here because they want something for free, or because that they plan to come to the land of milk and honey where they can sponge off social services, which is what they're often portrayed by the antis as being. I mean, all you have to do is go and listen to their radio broadcast, and you can hear this continuously every single day. I mean, you know, they're making the statement that the illegal immigrants are destroying social services. But what they don't want to ever talk about is they don't want to ever talk about the fact that under George Bush, because of these massive tax cuts, that money's going to the states have been scaled back and scaled back to the point where the states are starving, and there's no money, so that the top 1 to 2 to 3% can walk away with the gravy, while the rest of us have to carry the burden on our backs. I mean, they're coming here because they're hungry, because they're starving, because they want to feed their families. Because if you were in the same situation that they were in, you would do exactly the same thing. Fact is that, you know, we should take a look at such things as NAFTA and CAFTA, which is harming those countries, and get rid of those agreements. Those agreements don't
harming our country as well.
Well, that's right, but they don't do anything for either country, because it forces American workers to participate against countries that involve in higher slave labor, and it dumps products on so-called, you know, Mexican consumers who make $4 a day. How are they going to buy this stuff? I mean, the whole thing is so distorted. But there's this large grain that runs through here of people who basically don't want to come forward and don't want to admit the fact that, you want to know something? They don't want people with brown skin coming here.
Well, okay, I agree that there are some people that have that as their agenda. But there are other people like me that don't. I'm thinking about the United States and the fact that we cannot just absorb 43% of the Mexican population, no matter what their socioeconomic situation. If the Catholic Church was that upset and concerned about Hispanics, why aren't they in Mexico speaking out against the kind of treatment that 90% of their population, you know, is being treated at? And when Pope John, the last Pope John, when he went to Mexico 10 years ago, he really let those governments have it for what those governments are doing to their Native American populations and to their peasants. And he was the only one who spoke out against it.
Well, he was the Pope. That's pretty powerful.
That's very powerful, and it was the first time the Catholic Church came out that way. And here they're very vocal about being good to the poor Mexicans in this country. Well, why aren't they in Mexico advocating for those poor people there? The other thing is, nobody's saying anything about how, and I have black friends who are upset about this whole situation, because when was the last time you had seen any black people on any construction sites? They have been completely squeezed out of that market by the Mexicans, and nobody's saying a word about it. They have lost jobs across the board, and they're not even in this equation.
Well, once again, American workers have been losing jobs for years over because of government policies, whether they're black, orange, green, blue, or whatever color of skin there is. You know, I'm not for waiting for the Catholic Church to do something about it. What I'm waiting for is us to do something about it. And it seems to me that what we have to do is we have to speak out and demand a change here in what's going on, but also have a degree of understanding about what's happening, and stop vilifying people simply because they want to put food in their stomachs, and stop, you know, operating on the idea that they're coming here to rip us off. I mean, and start looking realistically at ways to stop all of this stuff. And what you do, and I shouldn't talk about this every day, but the thing that gets me about it is I hear the anti-immigration howling from the other radio stations, and that's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is. Well, times have changed. You know, this isn't the time when your grandfather came over on a boat. Now it's 2006, and conditions have changed. You know what? BS. We all came from some other place, and we all came here for some reason. And we came here either to escape persecution or we came here for economic reasons. And the fact of the matter is that if our policies, our trade policies, and our foreign policies are causing problems, then it's time we took a good look at ourselves. You know what? We're dysfunctional. It's like we want to put it off on everybody else, but we don't want to see our own role in what's going on here. And that's what bothers me day after day after day. We don't want to take a look at our own role as to why all of this is going on. And, P.S., we've been permitting this to happen for years and years and years and never complained about it because we like the cheap labor. And you know what? Right. It's about time that we not only spoke out about workers' rights for American citizens, but also workers' rights for Mexicans as well and anybody else from Latin America.
All workers, but the difference is legal immigration and illegal, and that to me is the issue. I'm not against immigration.
See, you know what? I don't look at it that way. I'm not against immigration either, but you know what I look at it as? I look at it as you don't break the law unless you absolutely have to, unless you're moved to have to break the law.
Yeah.
And when you're hungry, you'll break any law. Trust me. And we need to turn that around. That's exactly what we need to do.
Dr. Gregory Buford is a board-certified surgeon who believes in helping his patients look their very best. Whether you visit Dr. Buford for facial rejuvenation like Botox, Restylane, or Sculptra, or for the latest body contouring techniques like Vaser-assisted liposuction, Dr. Buford will treat you with the ultimate in care. To find out more, call 720-266-4912. That's 720-266-4912. If you had your choice, wouldn't you pick the surgeon that trains other surgeons?
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at cheaperfords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to cheaperfords.com.
Hey, how's the wedding planning going?
I'm excited, but the planning is really stressing me out. Between the caterer, florist, and my mother-in-law, I'm completely overwhelmed. And what about the music at the reception?
Whoa! Just breathe, girl. Music is the easiest part. When I got married, I called Team Nickel Productions, and they did so much to help me out. They know weddings are expensive, and they worked within my budget.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Team Nickel Productions met with me in person to pick out the music I wanted to hear for my special day. They even worked with my reception location to set up all the details, and they even had karaoke. It was the easiest part of my wedding. You should call Team Nickel Productions now.
What's the number?
720-266-4918.
Call Team Nickel Productions at 720-266-4918 or click on the image in your media player. Let Team Nickel Productions provide the music for your exclusive gathering. Team Nickel Productions, 720-266-4918.
Are you living with stabbing jaw pain? Excruciating headaches? There may be an option for you to finally get relief without surgery. It's called Gamma Knife. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4910 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4910.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
It'll take time to restore chaos and order, but we will.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
921, 21 minutes after 9, high today 79, partly sunny, thunderstorms. Good morning. Good to have you along here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Paul Rykoff coming up at 9:30. We'll talk about Haditha. Also, there's another story about U.S. forces killing two Iraqi women. One of them was pregnant, and this happened today. And we'll talk to him about what it's like to be in the field. He is with Afghan Veterans of America. And we've had him on. He's a director and founder, and we've had him on before. He was an infantry officer in Iraq from 2003 to 2004, and we'll get his perspective on it. Let's go to John in Brighton. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
Hey, all right.
Hey, since this immigration stuff comes up, you know, I've listened to the radio, your talk show, more in the last month than I have, you know, in my 40 years of life, okay? I'm getting real tired of listening to you defending these illegal immigrants, you know. Immigration is good, but they need to take control over who's coming in, you know, who's coming into our country. You know, there's, you know, every time the subject's brought up, you are just defending those people, you know. They're lawbreakers.
Hey, listen.
If my kids are hungry, and is it okay for me to come and break into your house and steal from you because I'm trying to feed my family?
Isn't it terrible that I would do that? First of all, do you think that they're stealing? Give me evidence that they're stealing.
Well, what?
Give me evidence that they're stealing.
How about health care?
All right, here we go.
I'm a taxpaying citizen.
You know what?
Here we go, Jay. Get your point out, you know. You need to listen to some of the people. You know, I'm working class people, and you know, we're all getting real tired of it, you know.
Are you through?
Yeah.
Because, you know, I just want to make sure.
Yeah, go ahead. I could go on and on and on.
Well, you're more than welcome to.
So, why weren't they all rallying down in Mexico City against their own government? You know, it's their government that keeps them in poverty. You know,
Let me ask you a question. Do you think all of this ranting and raving on your part, do you think it'll solve the problem?
No, I don't, Jay.
Why are you doing it?
Because it infuriates me.
Well, what infuriates you? Where's the anger coming from? Where's the anger coming from? How does it directly reach out and directly touch your life?
Because my kid, I have a 5-year-old kid starting school next year, okay?
Yeah.
He's supposed to go to Brighton. I got to take him out of Brighton because there's too many Hispanics there.
Well, why are there too many? What's the problem with having your kid go to school with too many Hispanics?
Because I don't want. He doesn't have to learn Spanish.
Oh, I see.
He doesn't. Why does
so
he have
in other
to
words,
learn Spanish?
So in other
we
words,
are in English. We are English.
Okay. All right. So raising your voice will definitely get the argument settled. So in other words, what we really find out here by probing around is that you don't want your kid to go to school with too many Hispanics. And that by learning Spanish, that your child having to learn Spanish, which would be a second language, which with the coming globalization that is now here, would only be a plus, but that infuriates you. So this is what you're really angry about. You're angry about your kid having to go to school with too many Hispanics, and you're angry about about the possibility of your child having to learn Spanish. Now, do you know for a fact that the courses are taught in Spanish, or are they taught in English? Have you bothered to check it out?
No, I don't. I haven't.
Then why would you make the statement about your kid learning too much? See, this call is too easy. And it's like shooting, you know, in the old days, when I used to be like a really loud, abusive talk show host, I could just go, you know, off on you and beat you up, and I'm not going to do that. But you know what? You need to examine what you just said, and you need to examine it very closely. First of all, you haven't checked out the curriculum, so you don't know. Second of all, the idea that you don't want your child to associate with too many Hispanics makes the point that I made last hour about the fact is, why do you feel threatened about your child associating with too many Hispanics? What threatens you about that and makes you angry? And third of all, do you know if those children that are there, do you know if they're legal or illegal?
No, I don't. But,
well, then
you know,
why would you make that statement?
You hear all the stuff.
Well, who do you hear this from?
Well, you hear it on the media, I guess.
Well, I hear a lot of stuff on the media, but you know what I choose to do? I choose to either try to check it out or at least hear another point of view or try to reason things through. In other words, what we want to do here is we want to fix the situation. This
well,
is
exactly,
what we want to do.
Exactly.
All right,
exactly.
But what we don't want to do is we don't want to engage in anger. We don't want to engage in misstatements. We don't want to engage in exclusionary behavior. So your assumptions, you're making three very wide, very broad assumptions here that you don't have the facts to support, which you should have checked out before you made those facts publicly on those statements publicly on the radio. And whether your child goes to school with Hispanics or not, or, you know, is not going to change the immigration problem. And plus, hearing you say that is no different than in the days when I worked in the South as a country music disc jockey, and I would occasionally hear a white parent say, well, I don't want my kids to go to school with blacks.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just frustrated with the whole situation.
Well, how about this? How about instead of being frustrated with the whole situation, how about this? How about looking at it this way? Okay, let's acknowledge between the two of us as adults, we do have a problem. Okay, then let's figure out a good way to fix the problem. Now, the good way to fix the problem is, number one, secure the borders. We all agree with that. Because you know what? Even if we had no illegal immigrants coming over here, and even if we had nobody coming over here, the fact is that, you know, unsavory characters with unsavory plans could break through and cause problems in this society, and I don't think any of us want to see that in this great country. So we need to do that. We need to have that happen. And we need to ask the administration some tough questions. For instance, why did you cut the funding to the Border Patrol here in order to enact these outrageous tax cuts? And that if anybody is going to be able to police the border, why not double, triple, or quadruple the size of the Border Patrol instead of sending kids down there as National Guardsmen to basically do nothing but put on a PR show? That's number one. Number two, why do those people come here? What's the reason that they do what they do? Because they're hungry. How do we fix that? Well, we turn around and we look at our trade policies towards Latin America and towards Mexico. And we look at trying to beef up and trying to help the Mexican economy. Are we doing that? No. Because big business in this country is only interested in one thing. They're interested in the bottom line and they're interested in cheap labor. Okay? We have to address and fix all of these problems. And they're not going to get fixed overnight. And it's not going to be easy. And it's not going to be something where you can just snap your fingers and it'll happen. But let me urge you about something. There are bad Mexicans out there, just like there are bad Jews, just like there are bad Catholics, just like there are bad African Americans, just like there are bad white people, just like there are bad Japanese. And because your child goes to school with Hispanics doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be harmful. And you need to drop that paranoia and that anger, and you need to come to a more educated point of view. I thank you, John. I hope you'll call me again, and I love you. Have a good...
Get the good stuff. Want to protect your engine from extreme situations like, say, really high gas prices? Get Mobil 1 Full Synthetic Motor Oil. It can make a difference in improving your gas mileage and extending the life of your engine. And now, Mobil 1 Full Synthetic Motor Oil is just $4.99 a quart at your nearest Napa Auto Parts store. Hey, protecting your engine and your wallet has never been easier. Prices not include state, local taxes, and recycling fees. Napa, get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff.
Hi, my name is Mitch Keller, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know many people don't like lawyers, and I can understand that. There are many that I don't like. But when you're in trouble and you need a lawyer, you need a good one. Psychologists tell us that next to the death of a spouse or a child, divorce is the most traumatic event that most people will deal with in their lives. And it's a time when you need a lot of support and help. I know because I've been there. I can't take the pain away, but I can protect your rights, help preserve your property, and help you maintain your relationship with your kids. And I've developed a new system of flat rate fees for some cases that will keep runaway attorney's fees from gobbling up everything you own. And if I can help with that, I feel pretty good about what I do and who I am. If you need help with a divorce, or have been injured in an accident, or charged with a crime, give me a call. That's Mitch Keller at 303-333-9800. Once again, that's Mitch Keller at 303-333-9800. Thank you.
Finally, a mortgage banking firm you can trust to help you buy the home of your dreams or refinance without outrageous closing costs. Encore's experienced financial consultants will educate you on how to get the best loan. Encore's commitment to 100% customer satisfaction is attained by meeting clients 7 days a week, face-to-face. If you're ready for a relationship with a mortgage banker approved by the Better Business Bureau that will put your interests first, call Encore at 720-266-4917 now. That's 720-266-4917.
Or offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Comcastic Radio!
Let's hear a word from our sponsors.
America's number 12 hospital drama is Akron Triage.
Doctor, he's losing blood.
This is the worst paper cut I've ever seen.
Paper cut?
Yes. Seems some people have yet to switch their home phone service to Comcast Digital Voice, and as a result, they continue to write big checks to the phone company. And when you're writing checks that big,
a paper cut can be lethal.
Tune in Tuesday at 1 a.m. Pacific.
Switch to Comcast Digital Voice and get unlimited local and long distance for just $39.95 a month. That's a 20% savings over Quest. That price also includes 12 popular calling features plus voicemail.
That's Comcastic Radio, now for the Skiddly Diddly.
Switch to Comcast Digital Voice now for just $33 a month for an entire year. Call 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer. Not available in all areas. Certain restrictions apply. $39.95 price based on subscription to multiple Comcast services and does not include taxes and fees.
Gas prices got you down? On Wednesday, June 28th, you can dust off your tire pump and bypass the gas pump. It's Bike to Work Day. Join thousands of commuters who are riding instead of driving on Bike to Work Day. Enjoy fitness, fresh air, and freedom from your normal frustrating commute. Plus free food and giveaways at more than 100 metro area breakfast stations. And the chance to win fantastic prizes. Gear up for Bike to Work Day on Wednesday, June 28th. To register yourself or your company for this fun, free event, call the Denver Regional Council of Governments Ride Arrangers Program at 303-458-POOL or visit drcog.org. That's drcog.org today. Bike to Work Day is brought to you by the Denver Regional Council of Governments Ride Arrangers Program, RTD, Nine News, Panera Bread, Noodles & Company, Colorado Athletic Club, Cliff Bar, Comcast, and the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Jamming it to the GOP.
Because they're jamming it to us.
J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
9:33, 27 minutes away from 10 o'clock on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll talk to Paul Rykoff at 9:45. He's running late, so let me see if I can squeeze in a few more calls here. And we'll go to Pat in Longmont, who's been hanging on. Pat, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Jay. Say, just wanted to thank you for your program. I really appreciate it. And
oh,
thank
you're more
you.
Than kind.
Well, all those people that call in expressing their views, I do appreciate that. It helps me get a better understanding of what's going on out there. Anyway, I'm calling because I decided, agreed with you, it's time to do something, it's time to make a change, so I'm inviting everybody to a picnic at my house this weekend.
Oh, wow.
Angie Pacioni is coming, and we are looking for volunteers who would like to work for her, anywhere from putting a bumper sticker on your car, a yard sign, walking your neighborhood, talking to people about her, working in an office, all kinds of things. So I'm having a barbecue from 5 until 7 tonight at my in my backyard. Sunday night, June 4th from 5 to 7 at 1709 Harvard Street. And just come and enjoy, meet like-minded people, and Angie will be arriving probably around 6 o'clock.
All right. Well, great. Repeat that address again.
Okay. It's 1709 Harvard Street in Longmont, Sunday night from 5 until 7. And anybody that's interested, we'd love to have you and get acquainted. And whatever you want to do for Angie would be appreciated. We need to get rid of Marilyn.
Yep, let's send Marilyn Manson Musgrave, Pat.
You got it.
All right, Pat, thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, take care.
Bye.
Yeah, get out there and support Angie Pacioni. She's wonderful. Let's go to Deborah in Denver. Deborah, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
I called earlier, but then I called back. I wanted to let you know that we really do appreciate you. You bring sanity to a lot of our lives.
Well, I don't know about that. I'm an insane person. But anyway, go ahead. What else is up?
Well, I had started to call about another topic, but the immigration topic is a very hot button with a lot of people, it seems. And I think you were absolutely right in both those previous calls. It boils down to education. Understanding their situation, understanding why we let ourselves get riled up about it if, you know, if we're getting riled up like that gentleman. It boils down to education.
Well, see, I mean, what we got out of that call is that that guy's a good-hearted guy.
Yeah,
that
he
guy,
is.
John, is a good-hearted guy. I mean, he's good people, and I'm proud to have him listening.
He was
to,
letting himself
to the
be
show.
Swayed by other things that he was hearing,
but,
other people he talked to, maybe other talk shows he listened to.
You know, part of the thing about trying to stop anything, whether it's like, you know, a leak in your roof or you know, a gash or a cut or something, is you got to stop. You can't treat the symptoms. You got to stop the disease or the problem. And the problem is that, and I've used this analogy on the air before. It's so simple because it's a simple analogy that nobody can deny. If you're making $4 an hour working in Denver, and you know that you can go to Fort Collins and make $50 an hour, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
We're going to go to Fort Collins. So why don't we demand some leadership out of this government, out of both parties, and why don't we say, look, let's take a sober look at what's going on with our neighbors to the south and put pressure on them to get their acts together and put pressure on business and tell them that the free stream of low-paid, non-worker rights, non-protected workers is over with, and that all of this stuff has got to stop.
Well, they have a lot of corruption in Mexico. We have a lot of corruption.
Well, we've got a lot here too.
But,
yeah.
Well, I believe I also read somewhere that Mexico bought a lot of the same voting machines that we have. So, but I don't know if they can go to paper write-in ballots like hopefully we can. So anyway, it is an education situation, and I enjoyed listening to what you had to explain, and I've been on the phone, and my cordless here is going to die out pretty soon for
okay.
a long time.
Well, I'm glad you called.
But when we don't call, when you were trying to get calls earlier, I just could not get to a phone to use it at the time, and I just wanted to let you know so that don't block callers out, and I'm sorry that people weren't calling right away, but we really do appreciate you. And you are a lot of, you know, you may think you're insane sometimes, but you're a lot of sanity to the rest of us, especially for how many years we went without progressive talk.
Well, I love you too. Thank you, Deborah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
See you later. I got the best listeners to the show, no question. Jose in Denver. Jose, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Thank you for taking the call.
Sure.
That was a great call you had with John a couple callers back.
Yeah, John's a good guy.
Yeah, actually, I've had that same, basically the same conversation with probably a dozen people over the last month and a half. And that's why I believe that this immigration thing does have a lot of racism underlying it. But basically, I was calling related to the topic you had a couple days ago about the media. Over the last couple of days, I've been watching Mexican and Chile news. And there's been heavy rotation on the Hadifa incident.
Right, it's getting a lot of attention around the world.
It is, and the reporting that's going on in these countries is different from what's being reported here in the U.S. It's more graphic. Last night, for example, they were interviewing three of the children that survived the incident. And, I mean, it really touches you when you see the children talking about
it. Oh, did you see the little boy who was screaming, "God will be my avenger," because they killed my father, and it was like, kid couldn't have been more than, 10 years old, maybe?
Yeah. The little 10-year-old girl saying that she hopes they capture them, the soldiers, and torture them and kill them. I mean, for little children to be thinking or you know, to be put in that situation and think this way now, I mean, it's really touching. And the thing that I was thinking about was the rest of the world is watching these news more unwashed than in the U.S. So the opinion worldwide right now has got to be terrible toward the U.S., I mean, regarding this incident. And, you know, basically I just wanted to say that, you know, just the media coverage in the U.S. is really washed down.
Well, it's gonna get more intense worldwide, and the biggest thing we have to fear is the Arab reaction. That's the biggest thing that we have to fear. I mean, we need something like this, to use a tired cliche, we need this like we need a hole in the head to have this kind of thing going on. And it's, to me, here's the operative question to me. And I would ask anybody who knows anything about this, Why did it take 6 months for this to come to light, and why was it covered up for 6 months?
That part, and also to me, is who's going to end up being punished for this? You know, the soldiers on the ground level again. You know, it's a whole policy issue, I believe. And
well, that's the other thing. How high up does it go?
Yeah. Well, hopefully some changes come out of this. I hope.
I hope so too, Jose. Thank you, man.
Bye.
All right, Paul Rykoff, coming up next. We'll ask him what it's like to be on the ground in the war and distinguishing.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-774-1451. That's 1-800-774-1451. 1-800-774-1451.
Stop by your local Nissan Parts and Service Center today to help protect the value of your Nissan.
Join AM 760 Progressive Talk in celebrating the GLBT community at the 2006 Pride Fest Denver. Join us at Civic Center Park on Saturday, June 24th for Family Field Day with events for adults, children, and pets. On Sunday, June 25th, the festivities start at Cheeseman Park with the Pride Fest Parade and ending at Civic Center Park with a festival and rally. For more information on the weekend's events, log on to am760.net. Celebrate pride, not prejudice, with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Do you need someone in your corner to help you with a real estate problem? Do you feel like you're getting ripped off on a mortgage transaction? Then tune into The Real Estate Advocate, noon to two Saturdays, with real estate and mortgage expert Sean Healy of Keller Williams Preferred Realty. Sean is here to help you with all your real estate and mortgage questions. Call him at 303-252-4444. That's 303-252-4444. And tune into The Real Estate Advocate right here, noon to two each Saturday.
Do you want to know how to extend your life and improve the health of your heart? Just ask an Icelander. We live longer than anyone else in the world and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease and stroke. For centuries, we've relied on omega-3 from the clean, cold, unpolluted waters of Iceland. Now we'd like to share our secret with you by sending you a free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3. Our pharmaceutical-grade omega-3s have twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Iceland Health omega-3 can help you experience better sleep, memory, and skin, even relief from joint pain.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
I tell you what, I get up in the morning, I'm moving. No more stiffness, you know, just going.
Find out how to get your free bottle of omega-3 and feel the difference for yourself. Call 1-800-400-4194. For your free bottle, call 1-800-400-4194. 1-800-400-4194.
Hi, this is Dave Logan, and I have a house full of windows from Regency Bristol Windows. Log on to bristolwindows.com and register to win your house full of windows absolutely free. That's bristolwindows.com.
Regency Windows.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-700-1785. That's 1-800-700-1785. 1-800-700-1785.
The 3v3 Live Soccer Tournament is rolling into Clement Park June 17th and 18th. Show off your foot skills to win it all. Head to 3on3live.com to register your team by June 9th. Powered by Verizon Wireless.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
946, 14 before 10 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hi, today 79, and let's talk to Paul Rykoff. Paul Rykoff is the director and founder of Iraq and Afghanistan's Veterans of America. Rykoff was an infantry officer in Iraq from 2003 to 2004 and one of the first Iraqi veterans to publicly criticize the war and demand accountability from elected officials. He is now a nationally recognized authority on the war in Iraq and issues affecting troops, military families, and veterans. He's also the author of a brand new book called Chasing Ghosts, which is supposed to be excellent. And you can check him out at lava.org or at Paul Rykoff. Oh, it looks like an L in here to me. It's IAVA.org. That's IAVA.org or PaulRykoff.com. Paul, hi. It's finally good to get you on.
My pleasure, sir. Thanks for having me on again.
Okay, no problem. You're always welcome here. The Haditha situation, your immediate gut reaction to it.
Well, it's bad. I think no matter how this pans out, it's going to be bad. But I got to be honest with you. You know, I have tremendous respect for Congressman Murtha and for his service and for his opinions. And I think a lot of his criticisms of this war are valid. But I think he's out way too far, way too fast on this. We don't know the facts on the ground. The investigation's not done. And he's not judge and jury. We can't try these guys in the press. So I think it's important that if he's going to turn up heat, let it be on the investigation and not speculating about what actually happened on the ground until we get all the facts in order. But if it turns out to be as bad as we fear, you know, he's right. It will have a tremendous global impact. It could be as bad as Abu Ghraib, and it's really going to endanger our ability to do anything successfully on the ground in Iraq and especially endanger our people.
What's it like to be in that situation, to be on the ground and then to not know who is an enemy and who's not an enemy?
It sucks. I mean, it's really terrible. It's a complex, ever-changing environment where our guys on the ground, you know, have a hard time differentiating between friend and foe. You know, my guys used to say you can tell the bad guys from the good guys because the bad guys shoot at you. That's about the only difference. But, you know, that's not to excuse this type of situation. If this did happen in the way we fear it did, you know, somebody cracked, somebody snapped, and somebody disregarded the military values they were trained, and they just went off. And you know, there are conditions on the ground that have contributed to the increased likelihood of something like this. The overextension, you know, sending folks back for a third and fourth tour, you know, the increased stress, all that stuff can contribute to the increase in the likelihood of something like this happening. But ultimately, if it did happen, these guys are responsible, and they need to be tried to the utmost of the law and really held accountable immediately.
Yeah, let's talk about the overextension, about sending you know, these kids back two and three, four times, rotating them back time and time again. And there have even been reports in the news about some of them who have been sent back despite the fact that they have mental problems. That's got to be rough to be in a second or third rotation there. And to be stuck in that situation with that much pressure to bear on a constant basis.
Absolutely. I mean, I've got good buddies who are over there now, and we email just about every day. And you know, we differ on opinions on the war and what to do next, but one thing I hear consistently is that guys are getting burned out. They just can't sustain this tempo. In the military, we call it the operational tempo, and it's so high right now. A lot of our folks have been gone two out of the last 3 years. You got Marines there on a third and fourth tour. And you talked about the PTSD rate. A GAO report was released a few weeks ago that found that of the people who were screened by the Department of Defense and flagged for PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, either by themselves or by a professional, only 20% were followed up on by the Department of Defense. So that means 80% of the people who were flagged or either self-flagged or professionally flagged as having post-traumatic stress disorder possibly have been sent back to theater. So, you know, there's a tremendous churn that's going on here. The divorce rate is up, the suicide rate is up, the violence is increasing, the insurgency is still there, and these stressors are going to contribute to an increase in the likelihood of our folks burning out and our folks breaking down. So it's just not sustainable.
How honest and open do you think this investigation will be? In other words, and how high does it run? Because I think Murtha does have one important point that he brings up. And it concerns me, too, and I think it concerns a lot of people. And that is the fact that this incident took 6 months to come to light. So somebody else had to be involved in all of this besides the troops that were in on the ground. And how high will this government allow this to go?
Well, I think that's the right question to ask. We now know that this took place in November, and what I read recently was that General Pace himself found out from Time Magazine. I heard the president heard from CNN. So there was a failure to disseminate this information up the chain of command properly. And that's a major, major malfunction here. Somebody screwed that one up big time. And so if there was a cover-up that needs to be unveiled, I do have confidence in the Uniform Code of Military Justice. I know it's hard for people to understand looking from the outside in, but we do have a lot of pride and a lot of respect for the Uniform Code of Military Justice, and generally it works pretty well. When the politics get involved, it makes it more complex. But you got to remember, people did go to jail for Abu Ghraib. It was the lower-level people, and we didn't get to the higher policymakers. But people will be held accountable within the UCMJ. And now we have, you know, a lot of lack of confidence in a lot of the institutions in this country, in the intelligence community, in the administration. But I do have some confidence that remains in the military justice system and our ability to take people to court.
Yeah, but, you know, people look at that Abu Ghraib situation, and they look at who got caught there, and they look at the fact that it doesn't go to the higher-ups. And doesn't that lead people to believe, well, you know what, now the exact same thing is going to happen again? And particularly it's the death knell when George W. Bush says, well, whoever's responsible will be punished. I mean, how many times have we heard him say that before?
Yeah, well, that goes beyond the Uniform Code of Military Justice. That goes to Congress, and that goes to the president. And to be honest with you, that goes to the November elections. I mean, people have got to hold the suits in Washington accountable as well. It can't just be the boots on the ground wearing camouflage. You know, Rumsfeld, in my opinion, should have been fired a long time ago. I don't know how this guy still has a job. You know, repeated failures. He's not running a McDonald's here. He's the Secretary of Defense. And after you screw up a few times, you should be gone and replaced by another smart guy. So I think we have a problem in this country where there is a lack of accountability in Washington. People haven't been held accountable for mistakes at the higher levels, at the policy level. And I think that needs to change, and we need the American public's help in doing that.
9:52. It's 52 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Paul Rykoff on the line with us. And, you know, they hit an IED, a soldier is killed, it sets off this whole chain of events as far as we know. How do you stop something like that? I mean, if you're part of that group, if you're part of that group on the ground, how do you stop something like that?
Well, let me give you an example. I write about this in the book about our sergeant major was killed on Christmas Eve 2003, just a few hundred meters in front of my platoon, and he was killed by an IED. An IED went off and took him out, and we immediately were dispatched to take over the houses to find out who did it. And in that moment, your guys are angry, your guys are scared, your guys are amped up, they want revenge, they want payback. But that's the point where they have to demonstrate tremendous restraint individually, and the unit commanders, the non-commissioned officers, the sergeants, the staff sergeants, and the lieutenants have to hold those guys back and have to make sure that they're properly behaving. And when they're not, everybody's responsible, the individual, the unit commander, the command climate. So, you know, they have tremendous pride, and 99.9% of our folks are demonstrating professionalism to the utmost and do the right thing. But when somebody like this cracks, there's no excuse for it, man. There's absolutely no excuse for it. They were wrong. And if it happened, they're an embarrassment to everybody who wears the uniform.
Is the temptation to crack like that, is it that heavy?
It is. You know, I think it is for some folks, especially in the heat of the moment. We don't know what happened on the ground there. We don't know the sequence of events. You know, there's this episode where they say they shot a few guys who were rolling up in a taxi. I mean, they could have been rolling up at 45 miles an hour and not stopping. I mean, we don't know what happened on the ground. And I really don't want us to rush to judgment yet. I think it's important that we try to, you know, unravel the sequence of events. There was a guy named Patano in the Marine Corps who everybody in the press had pretty much written off as guilty for killing some civilians about a year and a half ago. He was ultimately exonerated by the court. So, you know, I think we have to be careful to rush for judgment. I know everybody's so politically charged right now about the war, but we've got to let, you know, the facts on the ground start to play out before we rush and try these guys in the press.
I'm just scared about the damage that it's going to do. I'm just scared about the damage that it's not only going to do with the Iraqis, but the damage that it's going to do worldwide to us. That's the thing that scares me. Am I sorry about the deaths? Oh, yes, and I think we all are. And I think we're sorry about the whole entire situation. But it's the ramifications that are the things that scare me, because it's a definite setback in trying to win people's hearts and minds.
Without a doubt, and that's ultimately what we're trying to do in this global war on terror, and I think it's what Bush has largely failed to understand. This is not just a military solution, whether it's Iraq or the rest of the world. We need to win people over. We need to show them that Americans are good and that cooperating with us is something that will benefit you. And this type of episode, it just really blows it out of the water and damages our global standing. And I think Murtha's right about the impact this could have on our ability to win hearts and minds. I mean, this is a PR war in many aspects, and this is not going to play well in the Middle East. It's not going to play well anywhere in the world, and I think people have a right to be concerned, and if it's true, outrage.
How did the average Iraqi citizen treat you when you were there?
Amazingly well. I mean, and that's not the party line. I mean, people, they really did treat us well. I was there from 03 to 04. I saw a change, you know, a larger percentage of people weren't crazy about us, but the average Iraqi was so warm and kind and really forgiving on a lot of levels. I mean, we would kick in doors and get the wrong house, and people would kind of be forgiving and say, we understand, you're looking for the bad guys, you're trying to make us safe. It really blew my mind. Their capacity for understanding and leniency and their ability to work with us was really tremendous, but it doesn't last forever. I think like the American public, the Iraqi public expected us to be farther along at a much more fast rate. So they're disappointed with the output, and they're disappointed with the progress, and it's harder and harder to keep them on our side every day.
You saw what happened in Afghanistan after that automobile accident there. Are we wearing out our welcome there?
I think we are, because we're under-delivering. That's ultimately what the problem is in Afghanistan, and it's in Iraq. We promised the American people something that we haven't been able to deliver, and we promised the Iraqi people and the people of Afghanistan something we have not been able to deliver. So they're frustrated. They're angry. They want to see results, and when they don't, you know, they're going to blame us. We've broken it, and we own it now, so they're going to count on us to provide a better way of life. And when we can't, unfortunately, our troops are going to be the ones that are going to bear the brunt of that failed policy.
And there's just no easy way out of this thing, is there?
I wish there was, man. I really wish there was. But I think if we stay, it's going to be bad. If we leave, it's going to be bad. It can definitely get worse. You know, a precipitous immediate withdrawal where we drop our guns and walk away, it can get much worse in Iraq. It can get more violent. You know, people were saying 6 months ago it couldn't get worse, and it's gotten worse. And it can definitely get worse from here. And I think we need new options on the table. We need people to go back to the drawing board and put aside their partisanship and help us try to figure out how to crack this nut, because the stakes are just way too high.
But yet this administration acts as if everything there is okay. I mean, they don't seem to want to acknowledge the fact that things are rougher now than they were 6 months ago.
Well, the emperor is wearing no clothes. I mean, I think that's coming apart on them now, and the heat's gotten too heavy in the press and from within their own party. You know, even guys like McCain and Hagel. You know, recently Kissinger came out and criticized the war. So I think they're running out of ground, and I hope that November will be a real sea change where we can get some folks in Washington who know what they're talking about, especially Iraq vets. There are six of them running for Congress, and I think they're going to be an important voice to demand accountability and try to come up with a new plan.
Paul, thank you so much, as always, for being on the program. I urge everybody to get the book, Chasing Ghosts, and thank you so much, and look forward to talking to you again.
My pleasure. Thank you very much. Folks can also check out chasingghosts.com. My name is way too complicated to try to spell, so if you go to chasingghosts.com, you can find out more there as well.
Okay, you got it. Paul Rykoff, thank you so much, and thank you for your service to the country.
Anytime, sir. Thank you.
Okay. There's Paul Rykoff, and you can go to paulrykoff.com or iava.org or chasingghosts.com. That's it for this morning. Tomorrow, Dixie Chicks.
Imagine 165,000 people hearing your message for just a buck a spot with no long-term contracts. Now picture an expert writing a commercial for you and professionally producing it at no extra charge. What you're picturing is your business associated with some of the biggest radio stations in Denver. Do you think this is out of your league? Think again. Online advertising is the wave of the future. Are you ready to ride it? Call us now at 303-713-8677. That's 303-713-8677.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business.